Absolutely. With you all the way, Daisy Parker there from ABDA. Much appreciate you talking to us here at Talk Radio. Thank you for that. Well, let's talk about a man who brings a life and soul to,
I mean, I do, don't I?
Any holiday resort, all-inclusive buffet. Mr. John Holmes. I've never done the all-inclusive
thing. I'm sort of a radio equivalent of an all-inclusive buffet. I like to think people can walk up to the show and take what they like from it.
Leave their mucky fingers, unwashed hands.
Just pick around it, go back, take, then come back for more. That's fine by me. Fat Russians, especially welcome.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit of racism.
Well, it is, yeah, but that's you know, that's how we
go. No, the all-inclusive buffet, it's always kind of put me off that, I've got to be honest.
What, an all-inclusive buffet?
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of, I just encourage us to eat, me to eat and drink more than I really need to.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly that. It's a case of going, right, there's all the food.
Yeah.
It's there. I might as well have it all.
I'm going to get my money as well. Oh, I love a full breakfast buffet. Anyway, what's coming up on your show? We're already over time. They're shouting at me in the control room.
Let's ignore them and ignore the time. Coming up, including the composer David Arnold, who I love. Bond films, Independence Day, Stargate, he does all that stuff. Anyway, he's doing a live orchestra version of Casino Royale at the Albert Hall with his orchestra, because he did the soundtrack for Casino Royale and other Bond films. So he's coming in, so I'm very excited about
Absolutely very exciting indeed. And other stuff, as John Holmes put it. That's coming up here on Talk Radio after 1 o'clock. I'm out to enjoy the heat. I'm just going to go lie down in the heat. Don't join in days of protest, by the way. Give the emergency services a break. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we've put a lot of our best thinking into the Jazz. So when it scored over 9 out of 10 on Revue for quality, practicality and features, we took it as a challenge. How to improve on what we think is the best small car money can buy? How about making it the best small car that slightly less money can buy? Until June 30th, you can own the Jazz for £199 a month with a £199 deposit and 4 years 0% APR. If you give that idea full marks, visit honda.co.uk/jazz199 for details. Terms and conditions apply. Final payment £4,403.07.
It's mental. They're giving away free fivers.
But how?
Grab a copy of The Sun, enter 28 unique codes with Sun Savers and get a fiver back.
What? A free fiver?
Seriously?
Keep it down. Return and watch the film.
Sorry, mate. And yeah, a free fiver. Cash.
Pick up The Sun and get free fivers with Sun Savers. Yes, really?
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m, live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
This Wednesday, it's an £18.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your best friend if you won?
I would fund his run for President of Canada. He'd be a good president. I think he would. He's quite charismatic. He speaks multiple languages. And then have me be his special advisor.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Hope. What day is it? Wednesday. Yeah, good. It's Wednesday and, you know, there's a programme on the way, but Victoria's got the news first.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tory pledges missing from Queen's speech, day of rage protest and heatwave swimming warning.
Talk Radio.
Much of the Conservative manifesto has been dropped from the Queen's speech. The government's plan for the next 2 years is focused on Brexit, with 8 of the 27 bills revealed today on leaving the EU. There was no mention of reform for elderly social care or the scrapping of universal free school lunches. The editor of the Times Red Box, Matt Chorley, has told Talk Radio President Trump's proposed state visit was also missing.
Now it seems to be off the agenda, possibly altogether. I mean, particularly because there's a story that Donald Trump told Theresa May in a phone call a few weeks ago that he didn't want to come if there were going to be lots of protests. And I suspect also in the White House, there is this slight feeling that Theresa May isn't quite the new Iron Lady Donald Trump hoped for.
A charity to help victims of the Grenfell Tower fire has accused the organisers of a day of rage protest of hijacking the disaster for political purposes. Dozens of people are marching, aiming, in their words, to bring down the government. But Antonia Bright is one of the people behind the rally, has told Talk Radio they do have support of some of those affected.
We've had a positive response time and again, so we're not saying and have never said that it's speaking for all the residents. So the residents not to feel like anything that everyone does out of the anger of what the government has done is something that they'd have to be accountable for. Not at all.
The Duke of Edinburgh has been admitted to hospital for an infection. Buckingham Palace says he's in good spirits, but disappointed to have missed the Queen's speech. Belgian authorities say a man who was shot dead by soldiers patrolling Brussels Central Station last night had a nail bomb. He was shot dead after charging at officers. No one else was hurt. And after the deaths of two teenagers, young people are being urged not to go swimming in open water in attempts to cool off in the heatwave. A 16-year-old boy died in a reservoir in Rochdale on Monday, and a 15-year-old died after going in a lake in the Black Country last night. It's thought today could be the hottest June day for 40 years.
I've got a question for you.
No.
Oh. All right, we've got the weather.
Yes.
That's a question. Different
Talk
one.
Talk Radio National Weather.
But I did have a question.
I'm not sure I'm taking questions at this time.
Oh, okay.
Very
Why
hot.
Why is the Queen wearing a hat indoors?
Because she's the Queen.
Yes.
She always wears a hat.
No, sometimes she wears a crown.
Yes,
but I want to know why during the Queen's speech, which there has been,
mm-hmm.
I don't say I don't keep abreast
yes.
of the news, why is she wearing a hat?
And not her crown.
Well, not a crown, but she's wearing an elaborate hat indoors. And I don't think that's necessary. Outside, yes, mm-hmm. sun. Ascot, she loves that, the Queen, uh-huh. doesn't it? That's like catnip to the Queen.
Yes, it is.
Horsenip, that's what it is. Hmm. Right, but I don't know why. Look, she's on the telly now. Why is she wearing that elaborate hat inside? She doesn't need to wear a hat inside, does she?
Are you suggesting she might be rude for not taking it off indoors?
Yes, the Queen is rude.
Well, it's the Queen. She could do what she likes.
No, she can't.
Well, she has.
No, constitutionally, she can't.
Normally, she would be wearing a crown and all the garbs, but everything's been watered down a bit this year.
Yeah, I know, but I don't see why she's wearing... She's got a pearl...
Maybe she was worried she'd have hat hair.
She's got a pearl necklace.
It's got three strands to it.
And I thought Prince Philip was ill. All right, carry on, weather.
That's inappropriate. Very hot across the south this afternoon. A little fresher further north with a risk of thunderstorms, highs of 34 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria.
I'm not sure you're welcome.
All right, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The Sky Bet Football League fixtures have been released today ahead of the TalkSport Network's debut season as exclusive national radio partners with the EFL. Sunderland begin life in the second tier at home on a Friday night against Derby County. The Rams boss Gary Rowett told TalkSport a trip to the North East wouldn't have been his choice.
The opening game on a Friday night, so it's a tough game, you know. Sunderland, we're not sure what to expect. You know, no manager yet. I'm sure there'll be a lot of change there before that game. But yeah, look, it's exciting to even see, you know, the fixtures setting out.
We'll bring you 110 commentaries from the Football League this season. The whole fixture list for the Sky Bet Championship and Leagues 1 and 2 is on the website, talksports.com. The British and Irish Lions will name the side to face the All Blacks in Saturday's first test at 8 o'clock this evening. Finally, the two big races from day 2 at Royal Ascot, the Duke of Cambridge Stakes and the Showpiece Prince of Wales Stakes, are live today over on Talk Sport. You can hear every race at Royal Ascot over on Talk Sport. Two. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There's Ben there with the pre-recorded sport. And Victoria had the live news. It's not, Victoria's news isn't live, by the way. It's also pre-recorded.
It is live.
And all her voices, like that voice there, I've got on buttons.
That's a lie.
And every time, see, I just press that.
No, you didn't.
I press that one.
You've done this before. And you're such a little liar.
And that one.
In a weird mood today.
And then I talk over it in order to make it sound like she's here, but she went home hours ago. There's the sigh button.
The wish.
There, the wish button. I'm not pressing a button now.
I'm shaking my head,
I was
though.
Just shaking the head button. Laugh button.
Oh, can you get on with it, please?
On with it button. Right, yeah, let's. Chloe, press the on with it button.
Talk Radio.
This Wednesday, it's an £18.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your best friend if you won?
I would fund his run for President of Canada. He'd be a good president. I think he would. He's quite charismatic. He speaks multiple languages. And then have me be his special advisor.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're a Talk Radio station.
May Helios forever dehydrate us from evil.
That makes sense.
Not really.
Wow.
Hashtag just saying.
What we've got is a snowflake millennial. Well, I'm standing here in the street in Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah!
18.
Beans.
Got a very progressive attitude towards all kinds of show ideas.
It's happening in the world of vegetables, it's happening here, which is traditional.
I didn't ask for this. I asked for none of this.
That's typical of people who ring Talk Radio stations.
Fits up, looks sharp.
What? That came into Tommy Boyd last night. Basically, agronomy is the science of Carlsberg.
Carling.
Carling.
And by the way, political correctness is a great thing. It's a good thing.
You open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
so hello then and good afternoon to you and welcome to radio's equivalent of Tim Henman cocking up his tennis. Come on, Tim! Not good advice, that'll only distract him. Hello! Talk Radio in the afternoons, I am John Holmes. This is the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock. You just heard Black Rod, of course, there, banging on the door, didn't you? Knocking on the door of today's show, Black Rod there. To open it, the state opening of today's programme, as is the tradition. The gentleman usher of the Black Rod hitting his stick on the door of Parliament. To symbolise its independence from the crown. That dates back to 1350. Which is around 10 to 2, I think. So, I don't know, how about that for diversity targets, though? Think about that. Like, back in the year 1350, that's forward thinking, isn't it? Black Rod, I mean, back then. I mean, hashtag Rod So Black. People on Twitter, though, today, I don't know whether you've seen this, already moaning that it should be a BAME Rod, obviously. Or an LBGT rod, they're saying, aren't they, on Twitter? Oh, it's offensive. It's a black. It can't just be a black rod. It's got to be, like, rainbow-coloured or something. The millennials. Anyway, I agree with that. I think that's absolutely fine. I say mix it up a little, don't you think? I mean, I think that's reasonable, isn't it? Reflect all elements of society, all right? We are multicultural now, and that's fair enough, I think. And lots of people identify as different things. So change the rod year on year. There's no reason not to change the rod, is there? Black rod, we've got that, yeah. Brown rod, you could do that. LBGT rainbow rod, I think that's fine. For years, the Queen's been on the receiving end of a Greek rod, hasn't she, technically? So, I think that's... No, it's not really about that, is it? I mean, the hello. Here we are. Do you know, I bet the Queen's actually quite livid about this Queen's speech thing, because, you know, let's be honest, it got moved, didn't it? And it's not about the rod thing for her, because Theresa May balls up the government, so the Queen's speech actually got moved along a bit. So the Queen, and the Queen wants to be Ascot, doesn't she? All she wants to be, the Queen. The Queen, she'd look at the work the Queen does for us all, right? The Queen, it's a bloody Queen. And she's been dragged back from the horse thing to have to deliver a bloody speech she didn't want to do. It's because Theresa May cocked it all. Yeah. She just wanted to be eating an ice cream and watching horses die. That's all she wanted. And instead, she's probably equally livid that Prince Philip's gone to hospital as well. That's in, hasn't he? He's gone to. She had to go straight from the speech to Tesco's to get some grapes and a magazine. She's angry. I'll be honest, I didn't actually hear the speech at all, but. Is it the government that's strong and stable, or Prince Philip's condition? I'm not sure which. What is it? Anyway, we'll keep you posted. Awkward, though, isn't it? Don't you think it's awkward that the Parliament, the new government, has to be formed, even when they've still not done a deal with the DUP? I mean, that's kind of odd, that is. I mean, I don't like the understated Queen's speech. I wanted the full pomp, if I'm honest. But we got that because it's still not formed yet. I think what's happened, if I'm reading between the lines, I don't think the DUP are keen on the idea of same-sex talks. I think that's what it is. I think it's because it's a woman talking to a woman. I think that's angered the DUP. They don't like that stuff, do they? Make up a news story and you get it into the news at 2 o'clock. All you got to do is send us a sentence or two of stuff that sounds vaguely news-like, and you could well be today's headline hijacker. Why not put your stuff into Victoria? Here's Victoria.
Hi.
Hi there. She's got a mouth. It's this one.
This mouth.
Yes, and that will be filled with your made-up news lie. Here's how you get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
There it is. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yeah. Who's that, everyone's saying? So that's on the way, as well as the Diversity Paper Review. We have that coming up as well for you. That is a look through the papers with a diversity in order to tick those particular boxes that broadcasting needs to tick. So I think we're at the forefront of diversity on this program. Work experience punditry today as well. We'll be looking through some hipster nonsense with a work experience. More of that anon. There's the day's big stories and current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. It's on the way as well. A slight difference to it today. Again, all will become clear. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions, of course. We will be talking to a foreign correspondent today. One of our foreign correspondents talking to us in foreign, from somewhere foreign, about something foreign. Later on the programme. And there will be a game of Dead or Alive in the last half an hour. And we bring you hot guest action. James Bond. Well, not him. But Stargate, Independence Day. These are all soundtracks that you'll be familiar with and indeed will like. The composer of them all, David Arnold. I love David Arnold. He's going to be joining us on the programme later to plug something or other. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Now, here's the confusing team roundup. Ginger Dave is not producing. I mean, he never does, to be honest, but he's not. He's not even here. But today, Ed is here. Ed, hello, Ed.
Hello, how's it going?
All right, Ed.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
What show do you normally work on?
James Whale.
That's right. Yeah, Ed's joining us today.
I get to see Victoria at the other end of the day.
Yeah.
It's a treat.
Wow. Is she, Victoria, normally sort of shattered by the end of the day at the other end?
She's normally trying to run away from me.
Yeah. Oh, that's your reputation.
Yeah,
we know about that. Anyway, so Ed is producing today. Aspron Cass isn't here either. She's not through the glass. She's not through the glass. It's just you and me, Chloe, of the old school, isn't it?
I know.
You know. No, it isn't, because Victoria's here as well.
Thanks, John.
Victoria's here. Oh, just the same, isn't it? Oh. But look at that. We got Ed. We got Harry. We got Harry through the... Hi, Harry.
Hello.
Oh, Harry's through there as well. Paid intern Cornelius has gone to Glastonbury. So he's not here either. So today, Sophie. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Sophie, who ordinarily is one of our work experience who does reviews, is now here. Doing, I don't know what the hell you're doing, but you're here.
I'm in the big seat.
You've moved to the co-pilot's chair, Sophie.
Moved across the room.
Yeah. And in keeping with everything, you just got one of the words wrong you just said.
Did I?
So that, you moved across the room, I think.
Moved across the room.
So the cow costume was unnecessary. But anyway, welcome, Sophie. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Sophie's joining us this afternoon then on the radio. And also on the radio, as you will know if you're a regular listener, is that, well, we must start the programme with some music, Victoria, mustn't we?
Yes, John.
Because it links to today's big story, doesn't it?
Yes, John.
And you can play along at home and work out what the big story is from the song. The clue is either in the name or the title of the song. The clues are weaved within. But what is today's big story regarding this?
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Hey! I was just a skinny lad. Never knew no good from bad. But I knew life before I left my nursery. Left alone with big fat fatty. She was such a naughty natty. I've been singing with my band, cross the water, across the land. I've seen every blue-eyed Susie on the wave. But their beauty and their style were kind of smooth after a while. Take me to their dirty ladies every time. Come on.
Oh, won't you take me home tonight?
So there it is, of course. It's the song that takes us to today's big story. But how? That is the question. Ordinarily, as you've been playing along at home, of course, going, oh, I don't know. It's Queen, it's Fat Bottom Girls, but how? Would that link to today's big story? And, well, Sophie. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Hi. So you've been working that out. I see you diligently jotting notes.
Yeah, I've got a few ideas.
Yeah, so go on.
It's quite warm, so, like, bums in the sun.
Bums in the sun is where you're going with that, is it?
That is a little story I've seen in the sun.
What, there are people with their bottoms out?
It's, getting their tan on.
Is a tanned bottom a thing now? Is that a fashion thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
The less lines, the better.
Fewer. Okay. Should I let it all hang? Is that what you're suggesting to me? I should go to the park and let it all hang out because I think I'll be arrested.
Yeah, I suppose if you lied, like, on your front, it'd be fine.
Okay.
No. Give it a go.
That's what you're saying. And fine, I'm not going to argue with you. No, it's not that.
Oh, okay. Something about girls.
Fat bottom girls.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, that's sexist. I would never say that either.
Okay. Is it?
Oh, by the way, bottoms are allowed to identify however they want.
Oh.
So fat, thin, middle. It's fine. I don't mind.
Is it to do with the Queen?
Yes, it's the Queen. It's the Queen's speech, of course. And I'm not for a moment suggesting that Her Majesty the Queen of the Elizabeth of the Second has a fat bottom.
No.
She's got thin ankles, though.
Yes.
Someone messaged me and said she has the ankles of a 20-year-old.
Mm.
How is that? Because old ladies like her do, let's not put too fine a point in it, do have fat ankles sometimes, don't they?
Sometimes.
And men,
but
I suppose.
She wears nice shoes, so maybe they've protected her ankles over the years.
Because old ladies have overflowing ankles, don't they? Overflow the straps of the shoe, don't they, sometimes? Mm. But the Queen, not so much.
Mm.
Do you think she's actually, because she can afford medical treatment, right? So do you think she's actually got the ankles of a 21-year-old grafted on?
Maybe. I mean, she always wears those little skirts that show her ankles.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a reason for that, isn't there? I'm not suggesting the Queen has deliberately stolen the ankles of 21-year-olds.
Not stolen.
No, paid for. Mm. I'm not suggesting. Just she hasn't got a fat bottom either, has she?
No.
The Queen.
No.
Anyway, the reason I'm playing it, because the Queen's speech.
Yes.
But I think it's quite interesting, the Queen's speech, and that's what we've had. It's been pumped down. I mean, you know when Tim Westwood would pimp a ride? This has been not... It's de-pumped. Isn't it, the speech? It's de-pimp-pumped, probably. Anyway, look, it's interesting. The Queen's speech has happened, of course. It's different to other years. Let's find out all about it. It's today's big story. After the traffic and travel, which we'll get to now, as Chloe presses a button.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results...
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Get 2 free tickets to Warwick Castle worth over £50. Yeah. Simply collect 10 tokens inside the sun to lay claim to yours. Don't miss an offer fit for a king. Starts this Saturday. The Sun Super Days. They're free of charge!
When you hear a PPI commercial like this, you think, I wonder if I ever did have PPI. And maybe I should claim with the deadline being announced. And then you think, oh, but I'm not sure where my paperwork is. So you end up doing nothing. Well, here's the easiest thing in the world to do. Just text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. And then you can decide to pursue the claim yourself or get the claims guys to do it for you. Text PLEASE to 60777 now.
The claims guys.
To the McCulloch man, his McCulloch lawnmower is like the finest footballers across Europe coming together to get the job done. And the morning challenge of the tough, unruly grass facing him, that's like the local pub team. Pathetic. He'll cut them down to size long before the midday kickoff. Game over. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
It's out with the old and in with the new when you trade in your old car with Renault. We're offering £2,500 scrappage allowance towards the purchase of a brand new Renault Kadjar or Renault Captur from limited stock, along with 3 years 0% APR representative finance. Amazing crossover designs packed with the latest technology. Book your test drive today. Order and register by the 10th of July. Retail customers and participating dealers only. Offer not available in conjunction with other finance deposit contributions. Minimum deposit required. Renault Finance over 18. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
No change in Hampshire for the Havant bypass. The eastbound side of the A27 remains closed near the Langston Technology Park. That's after a multi-vehicle accident. If you're visiting Royal Ascot today, traffic in and around Ascot's very busy for routes like the High Street and Winkfield Road. No change for the southbound M1. The main carriageway is closed at Junction 11 following a nasty accident. Your diversion is via the slip roads. You can now get into Cambridge or towards Cambridge on the northbound M11. It's partially reopened at Junction 13 after earlier problems there, but still very slow. I'm Joanna Adams.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA home insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA home insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we'll get talking about today's big story. So Her Majesty the Queen. The Queen, God bless her. Her Majesty the Queen of the Elizabeth of the Second has had to deliver a boring old speech, hasn't she, today? As I said earlier, she was livid about the whole idea. Naturally, she'd rather be at Ascot enjoying the royal family's sports day, Fabergé egg and spoon race, etc. Obstacle race, of course, where anyone in the way of the royal family is removed. Prince Philip, way out in front with that whole Diana thing. But no, the poor old lady is dragged from her beloved horses to talk at the Parliament. It's the forming of a government, of course, it's tradition. But it's late, isn't it? 2 weeks later, and the government still can't sort out a deal with the DUP. What is more, we know that Prince Philip has been admitted to hospital. He's fine, by the way. The official line is he's walking around, he's fine. It's just a precautionary measure. My money is on him actually faking that to avoid having anything to do with the Queen's speech. He's seen many of them. He's been there many times. I'm fairly sure that she was like, "Oh, Philip, listen to my speech." And he's gone, "Sorry, Liz, I'm not feeling 100%. Holding the thermometer on a light bulb like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Anyway, the thing is, speeches don't have to be boring, do they? Speeches don't have to be boring at all. So given that the Queen's had to do one, I thought it would be good to actually find out now how it is done from the experts. Now, an expert in speech writing is Lawrence Bernstein, Director of Great Speechwriting. Hello, Lawrence.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon to you. So, look, the Queen's had to do one, right? Many people have to do them, weddings, etc., etc., etc. What makes a great speech, Lawrence?
A great speech is relevant to the audience. It is clear what the speaker's actually talking about.
Yep.
And it's got a little sprinkle of magic in it, just to give you something that you're not expecting.
A little sprinkle of magic. So,
I hate to say it, but I think they're probably not the key ingredients of the Queen's speech today.
That's the thing. It's quite dull, isn't it? Right. We sit through it. We know what it's for. It's tradition. You know, the state opening of Parliament. We know all of that. But in the end, Lawrence, wouldn't you like a crack at it?
Well, it's a weird one, because generally the person giving a speech is responsible for their own content. So if you stood up at a wedding this weekend and gave the speech of your life, then people afterwards will say John gave a great speech or John gave a bad speech. As poor old Queen is dragged along in 90 degree heat to read out a very, very dull list that is given to her on a very special parchment, and one that she has to read whether she agrees with it or not. So it's a bit of a weird one. You're not going to be able to put the Queen in a position where she can be anything other than incredibly professional and dutiful, as we all know she is.
But given that she's the Queen and can do what she likes, I mean, she could literally say, "I'm not reading this, it's rubbish." Right, and she could just sprinkle the magic you were talking about, Lawrence, across that speech, couldn't she? She could just insert her own words into it, really. She could do what she likes. It's live. They can't stop her.
We could have a minor constitutional crisis on our hands, but it might be worth it. Bearing in mind some of the stuff that's in there today, you never know. It might be worth it.
So in terms of writing speech, so people listening to this will go, all right, so the Queen does a speech, we know that. But in terms of people get nervous about this kind of stuff, don't they? And weddings and speaking in front of people. What's your advice for that? How do people who, there might be people, as you rightly say, getting married this weekend, and there's a best man, there's a groom and a bride, and everyone's got to do speeches at this wedding. What's your advice to them? What would they have to do?
Well, first things first is people, yes, tend to get nervous, but the key is working out why they're nervous. And so what we'll often get on a Tuesday or a Wednesday of the week of a wedding, for example, they'll call up and say, "I'm really worried. Can you give me some tips for delivering my speech better?"
Yeah.
And the key issue to address at that point is, are they actually scared of standing up in public, or do they actually have a complete lack of confidence in the content itself?
Yes.
And that is what's making them nervous. So we have to split. I think it's something that when you're writing your own speech, often people don't quite understand. It's so simple, but if you put content as a completely different issue to resolve than the delivery of it, then one tends to solve the other. And when you've got someone who's really proud of the content, it's written in a way that's easy to deliver, it's light and it's fun, and it gets, again, I come back to that word relevance, it's quite a boring word, but what it actually means is writing for the audience rather than necessarily writing for yourself. And that tends to be what takes that sort of weight off the shoulders. And most of our clients in the end actually quite look forward to something they were dreading.
Yeah, because it's about, you're absolutely right, if you've got confidence in it. I mean, start with a joke, Lawrence, always, right? The Queen should have rocked up.
Yeah, the Queen, obviously, because it always starts.
She's not even, they've even, like, they've de-pomped it, haven't they, today, if you saw it. Right, and normally it's a lot more, the ceremony's a lot more pompous, but they've de-pomped it due to, you know, elections and it all being ballsed up by Theresa May. But essentially, she was wearing an Ascot costume. I mean, she was wearing a blue hat with yellow flowers on it, which Sophie, by the way, pointed out. What were they saying on social media today?
Well, people are saying that that symbolised her support for the EU.
The Queen's wearing a blue hat with yellow flowers, and it's support for the EU. But start with a joke. Isn't that true, Lawrence?
You know what? It's very easy. It's very easy to just say yes, because obviously, if you are great and you're confident and you start with a great joke, brilliant, you're rolling. The problem is that a lot of people, the sort of people you're referring to, who quite understandably are worried, the thing that actually they fear most is ballsing up a punchline. And having that horrible tumbleweed moment where the room goes quiet and you can see people looking at each other, and it's, you know, it's your biggest nightmare.
I mean, it happens to me a lot, Lawrence, if I'm honest, but yes, go on.
Yeah, it's happened to us all. And as a result, funny enough, I'm quite a big believer that we refer quite a lot to something that, well, tongue-in-cheek, we call a sincerity sandwich. So if you start incredibly sincere and thoughtful and grateful, and you finish incredibly sincere, thoughtful and grateful, you will clearly get an audience on your side very, very quickly. You don't have to go on and drone on, but by showing that you're there for a reason, by showing you actually care about what you're doing, you will get the vast majority of the people in that room on your side.
Yeah.
And when you then make that very quick, seamless turn into humour, particularly if they're not expecting it, then suddenly you know they're on your side. And you've also got yourself into a bit of a flow. And I think for a nervy, great for somebody as polished and experienced as yourself, clearly we could push things a bit further. But we would say starting with a big joke can be a risk for a nervous wedding speaker, for example.
Yeah, no, this is good advice. And I think the Queen's been listening to you, because I was watching it, there were no laughs at all. I mean, if I'm honest.
No, it's old, isn't it? She didn't, yeah, nothing.
She played it very straight. She could have made a little joke about Prince Philip being in hospital. She didn't even go for it. She didn't go there. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff she could have done. Listen, Lawrence, thank you very much. I know the Queen listens to this, by the way. She's a big fan of the show. So she'll be listening to your advice and taking that on board for next time. But Lawrence Bernstein there, Director of Great Speech Writing. Well, Lawrence, where would we find... Is he gone?
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're still there. Good. I was going to say, where would we find you if someone wants your advice? Where would we find you, Lawrence?
You would find us in London. We've got a website, Great Speech Writing.
Yeah.
Very self-deprecating.
Yeah.
.co.uk. That's so it's and speech with a double E, which is one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they get in touch with us.
All right. Oh, that's
but we're available for this weekend, but only just. So, yeah, you better call quickly.
All right. Lawrence, listen, thank you very much indeed. There you go. That's good advice, I think, for all of us, and particularly the Queen, should she be listening to that, which she is, because she's a big fan of the show. In the next half a good afternoon, Your Majesty. Hello. Get well soon, Prince Philip. So he listens on Hospital Radio. Anyway, which we broadcast on. It's got more listeners than us. Anyway, so, in the next half an hour of the programme, there will be today's headline hijack, of course, a made-up news story for the news at 2 o'clock, and we'll be going through the papers in the Diversity Paper Review. It's just after 1:30. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria has the news headlines.
Talk Radio. Theresa May has dropped most of the Conservative manifesto as the government announces its plans for Parliament over the next 2 years. The Queen's speech is focused mostly on Brexit, with no mention of reforming social care funding, grammar schools and free school lunches. Before the ceremony, Black Rod summoned the House of Commons, with Labour veteran MP Dennis Skinner making a joke about Her Majesty's trip to Royal Ascot.
The Queen commands this Honourable House to attend Her Majesty immediately in the House of Peers.
Yeah, get your skates on. First race is half past two.
Prince Philip is said to be disappointed not to accompany the Queen as she delivered her speech. The Duke of Edinburgh was taken to hospital last night, suffering from an infection. Belgian investigators have revealed the bomb detonated by a terror suspect at Brussels' busiest main station consisted of nails and gas bottles. The man was shot dead by soldiers on patrol at the terminal last night. A charity single to raise money for the victims of the Grenfell Tower fire has been released. The song, which features stars including Robbie Williams, Liam Payne and Jessie J, is a cover of Simon & Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water. And people heading to Glastonbury are being asked to be patient in the queues. There's heightened security checks to get into the festival, which opened its gates this morning. The weather very hot across the south this afternoon, a little fresher further north with a risk of some thunderstorms. Highs up
34 degrees this morning in 25 minutes, John.
We talked about this yesterday, of course. Now, Glastonbury, if you are going to Glastonbury, here's advice for you, by the way, and I know people that are going to Glastonbury do listen to this, along with the Queen and Prince Philip. Do one of the nudist lanes. They've got fast lanes at Glastonbury. If you turn up nude, then obviously the searches are quicker. So you can go clothed, that's fine. But if you go in the nudie fast lane, the pat downs they don't pat you. They just look at you. They will look in your bottom. But it's quicker than being searched, and thus those, you were talking about the news and the lanes and the queues. And
John,
it's quicker in
why are you obsessed with nudity today? Because before the show started, you started stripping off, and I saw more of your body than I wanted to, including hair down there.
I didn't show you.
And your
tongue. That is not what happened. That is not what happened, by the way. Let's be clear, that is not what happened. My T-shirt rode up, that's all that
No,
happened.
Because you were flashing.
I wasn't flashing.
He was humbly boasting that he'd lost weight. That's what happened.
Well, yes.
I saw more of you than I should have done.
That was an accident. And that wasn't supposed to happen at all, as well we know. Because it just rode up.
Is this because Cornelius and Cass are away?
Reached up in the air, didn't
You're
I? And
flashing.
My T-shirt rode up. Anyway, that's all that happened. Anyway, enough of this.
You were the one who did it.
I didn't mean to. I just reached up in the air. Good Lord. Right, okay. So,
can I go now?
Yes, please.
Thanks.
Get out of here. What's wrong with you? Disturbing. Right, headline hijack on the way, as well as the diversity paper review.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, we are here with you till 4 o'clock. And now, well, headline hijack. That's right. It's where you get to make up the news and see it inserted into the 2 p.m. bulletin. Well, not see it, obviously, it's the radio. Hear it inserted into the 2 p.m. bulletin. Now, if you only just joined us, join me in welcoming Sophie to the programme. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Who is in the Cornelius seat today.
Mm-hmm.
So you are fulfilling the role today of disappointing sidekick, which is kind of his thing.
Okay.
So you've got some headline hijacks, I know.
I do.
You've been collating them. They've been coming in. What have you got, Sophie?
So Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has stressed once again to the press that he is ready to become the next Prime Minister. His mum has bought him a new pencil case, and he has a lovely new calculator, a protractor and compass set, and he cannot wait to show everybody his new Danger Mouse lunchbox.
Imagine that, if he did get to be Prime Minister, and he just genuinely went into the first cabinet meeting, maybe Cobra meeting, because there's loads of those. I mean, at the moment, you know, because of the terror and stuff, mm-hmm, and the emergencies.
Yes.
Yeah. But Jeremy Corbyn, you know, did get to be Prime Minister, and he rocks up at his first Cobra meeting with his protractor and his Danger Mouse lunchbox, and he just puts that in front of him. I think that should become a thing.
Yeah.
That would endear... The people like Jeremy Corbyn now, and that would endear him to more people. And maybe a lucky gonk. And he just put that in front of him. Just go, that's my lucky gonk.
I think also lunchboxes are just very practical.
They are.
I think we need to bring them back.
And maybe a packet of Polos or something just inside his little pencil case that he offered around the cabinet.
Polo?
I think that's nice. With the Duke of Edinburgh being admitted to hospital, as we've been talking about, of course, the Queen's favourite corgi, Snuffles, has taken up diplomatic duties for a temporary period. Various reports are stating that the UK's international reputation has already doubled because of that, and world peace is imminent because corgis are fewer racist than Prince Philip.
Yes.
So that's good, isn't it? What else have you got there, Sam?
So what else have we got?
Yeah.
We have, after losing the first round at Queen's yesterday. Andy Murray told TalkSport that this will be his last training, last season.
You're reading
trailer.
That as well as Cornelius.
I know.
Well, you're fulfilling that role well, very well.
I am the disappointing sidekick here today. So this will be Andy Murray's last season training full time, as he will be pursuing his newfound love and talent for cooking. Murray revealed that he will be fellow Scott Gordon Ramsay.
You're right there.
Gordon Ramsay will be taking him on as an apprentice from September.
Actually, he did lose in the first round at Queen's, you're right.
But he did.
Let's be honest, right? How many bloody sports does the Queen want? She's got Ascot, right? We know, we've been hearing about that. And Dennis Skinner made a joke about it in Parliament just now, right?
Uh-huh.
So she's got Ascot, but she's also got Queen's. I mean, that's tennis. She's got, it's called Queen's.
And Royal Henley Regatta.
She's got Henley.
Yeah.
What else has she got?
Wimbledon.
Does she, is that royal?
It's a royal event, yes.
Bloody she goes, hell!
She watches.
What a greedy old witch! And she's so greedy. How does she get all that stuff?
Oh, she's the queen.
I know, but come on.
And she gets flower shows. Chelsea flower show.
Is that hers as well?
That's hers.
And she owns all the swans, doesn't she?
I know. Sometimes I hit swans and feel really bad.
You hit swans?
When we go rowing, we hit swans.
Oh, I forgot, you're a rower.
Yeah.
That's right. You row. You're an official rower.
Yeah, I had to ring the queen up and apologise for hitting one of her swans.
Do you have to do that?
No.
Oh. How many swans have you actually bashed with an oar?
About four.
But can they break an oar with their wings? Because they can famously break an arm with their wings, can't they?
Well, I think it's their necks, actually, that are incredibly...
Well, they break a man's arm with their necks.
I think so. I think they can smack anything with their neck, and it is so hard that it just smacks.
I thought it was wings, no?
And maybe both. They're incredibly powerful.
But you've mashed four swans with oars.
Okay, I wouldn't say mashed, but yes.
Right. It'd be good if you did have to report that to the Queen, though, wouldn't it?
It would be. I think you should.
I've got four of your. I've mashed four of your swans, Your Majesty.
It was actually fine. It looked like it had hurt it quite a lot, but then it just sort of went off. And
right.
Like, yeah.
But do you not worry about it? I mean, do they approach the boat? For those that don't know, by the way, Sophie is a proper rower. I mean, like proper, you know, you're a cox, aren't you?
I am. Yeah.
And you're going to Cambridge.
I am.
Quite soon.
Yeah.
To university.
In September.
Unbelievable. So you're going to be like...
Doing the things there.
You'll be on the television.
Hopefully.
What a stupid thing the boat race is, though, isn't it? What an elitist load of crap.
Indeed. Yeah.
I mean, what an outdated, terrible swan-mashing event that is.
That would be good if we could do that on telly, live television.
It's awful, though, isn't it?
Yes.
When you think about it. Now, just take a step back for a moment and think, all right, sport is on the telly. Boat race between two elitist universities is stupid.
And it is huge. It's all over the world.
I know.
Apparently it's huge in China.
Is it?
The Chinese love it.
Do they?
Yeah, apparently. Millions of people watch on the telly.
I know, but why? It's like... I don't mean to belittle you, but I am belittling you.
Two boats.
What an outdated
on the
institution.
Lovely River Thames.
Racist.
Racing. Probably. Racist racing. Yeah, I agree. It is very elitist. That's why that man jumped into the river and tried to stop it.
Did he?
Do you not remember that?
No.
He was called Trenton. And then...
Oh, that's an elitist name.
So he jumped in and he nearly got hit by the boats, and then he was like, oh, I'm protesting against how elitist this is.
I mean, he's not up there with Emily Davison jumping in front of the King's horse, you know, for suffragette movement,
no.
Is it that?
He was trying to do that, though.
Right.
But everyone just thought he was a bit of a fool, really.
Fine. All right, there we are. A little insight there into... I mean, I wasn't intending that to turn into a sports debate, but it sort of did,
yeah.
And I kind of like it. All right, next we'll be going through the newspapers, though, because it's the Diversity Paper Review. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Traffic and travel next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m, live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past,
but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah, it lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
This is Martin Freeman with an urgent message from the British Red Cross. In response to the recent horrific terror attacks in London and Manchester, we have set up the UK Solidarity Fund. The funds will go to help victims of terror attacks anywhere in the UK. To donate, you can visit redcross.org.uk/unity. Thank you.
This Wednesday, it's an £18.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your best friend if you won?
I would fund his run for President of Canada. He'd be a good president. I think he would. He's quite charismatic. He speaks multiple languages. And then have me be his special advisor.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more Pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news in Havant for the bypass. The eastbound side has reopened after problems there. But there's an issue to the west of Basingstoke with the A303. That's currently closed both ways because of an accident involving a lorry. Still very busy around Ascot for those of you heading towards the races. The M1 in Bedfordshire is still closed south at Junction 11 for accident investigation work now with the diversion via the slips. There's still delays into Cambridge on the northbound M11 with restrictions at Junction 13 because of an accident. And new problems on the northbound M6 near Stoke, a breakdown causing queues 16 to 17. I'm Jarena Adams.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA home insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA home insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We certainly will. And what's more, it's time of... Regular listeners will know this, all right? So what we do is we take the news, which is complicated. The Queen has done a speech, by the way, that is in the news. Of course, there are new policies on immigration, agriculture and fisheries and so on and so forth. It's the news, though, is very complex, isn't it?
Just can't get my head around it.
No, Sophie, I'm aware of that, but it's all right because we're here to help. But we're here to help in a slightly different way today because Cornelius, who you are...
Mm-hmm.
Isn't here. He's gone to Glastonbury.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, and he ordinarily records the news in haikus. But he's not here to do so. So we've passed the baton.
Ooh.
French. Over to Chloe through the glass. Hi, Chloe.
Hiya.
Hi there. So we present the news, 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in hi, Chloe's.
The Royal Ascot, sponsored by Bostick Finders and Pedigree Churn.
The news! In Hi Chloe. Chloe. Hi Chloe. Hi Chloe. Hi Chloe. Anyway, it's time now for the Diversity Paper Review. Here we go. It's where we go through the newspapers. Of course, we're a talk radio station and we have to fill time. So that's what happens on every single programme, isn't it? They go through the newspapers in the guise of reviewing them. We're no different, except that we bring you reviews of the newspapers with a different diversity each day. It's a diversity paper review. It's multicultural is what it is. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. So we welcome it.
Hi.
I mean, I don't know that New Zealand counts as a diversity, but I'm going to take it.
I mean, it's far away enough that I think we can count.
Yeah, so that's fine. So, first question, immigrant boy.
Yep.
Why are you here?
Because we're here in the studio, or here in...
I mean, generally.
Here, just because I'm enjoying the UK. I want to travel.
That's right.
So you know, Europe's far away from New Zealand.
It really is.
And it costs a lot to get here. So we've come up with this plan in New Zealand that we come over here, take all your jobs, and then... Every weekend we just go away and spend the weekend somewhere else.
Right.
So thanks for that.
So I like that, but obviously being sort of Antipodean, you do obviously radio by day, but of course at night you work in a bar, presumably.
Well, I do it reverse. So I do a bar during the day, because of course I'm doing the night programs
here. Oh, you do that,
So
you
did
James Whale normally.
I do a bar during the day. You know, and sometimes customers buy me drinks, so then I have to come back to do James Whale, so that's where it can be a bit awkward.
That's why that show's difficult to listen to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, you're going through the papers for us.
Yes, I am.
Which is very good. What are you starting with?
We're starting with The Sun, which apparently I've heard is Britain's greatest newspaper.
It's been Britain's greatest newspaper, without doubt.
Exactly. They've got a front cover here. It says free £5 cash, but more importantly...
well, hang on, I'll dwell on that for a moment. How do I get free £5 cash?
Apparently it's their new rewards club.
Is it?
You get a pound bonus if you join today as well, so...
Do I?
Yeah, well, apparently. I don't know if we're eligible, though.
Well, because we technically work for the same company,
We'll get it in the paycheck, I'm sure.
Fine.
But the other story on the front page is it ain't half hot bum. I don't know if you've been outside today.
I have been outside.
Okay.
Going outside, it necessitated me being here. Yep. There was some outside involved because I had to walk. Yeah.
Well, you would have noticed outside that it is extremely hot.
Yes.
Yeah. There's something called a heat wave. I don't know. We don't really get them back home.
No. Do you not? Is New Zealand not?
Well, no, it's hot, but we just don't call it a heat wave. We just say, oh, yeah, it's summer.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
but that's in our winter, so...
True, that is true. And this is why it's really confusing for me, because I'm thinking, oh, get on the coat, it's July, it's going to be freezing. No, it's hot.
Look at this, and it's rare for here, so, you know. But yeah, so they've got, with the classic, we were talking about this yesterday, there are a number of newspaper clichés when the heat happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday we tried to fry an egg on Cass.
Okay.
Who normally works on the show.
Yeah.
Right? She's off today, but because she had to take the day off because she's covered in egg.
Mm.
But it wasn't hot enough to fry an egg on a producer. We discovered that.
Okay,
but
so we've got that in the scale.
Yeah, but it was still hot enough for newspapers to do headlines like that and Few Water Scorcher and have pictures of girls, maybe late teens, early 20s, in their bikinis in the surf at Bournemouth or Brighton, which is sort of standard, isn't it, Sophie?
It is, yes.
What you get in the newspapers at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But The Sun have gone with It Ain't Half Hot Mum, which is a reference to a 70s sitcom that's now considered racist.
Exactly. And they've even gone with a photo of a bum on the front page and in the inside spread as well.
Show me the bum, if you would.
Here, example, figure one.
They've gone with the bikini clad babe, of course. But that is a bikini that's gone right up her bottom.
Yes, exactly. But then No tan lines.
You're absolutely right.
There's perks to this.
That's gone right.
And then you go to the inside spread, page 4 and 5.
I mean, that's an unfortunate turn of phrase now.
They've taken it to a new level. It's not a bikini bum, it is just a bare bum. Mm.
So they've got, as I said, they've got students naked, pictures of students naked in water.
Yep, so the headline for that one is students go undie water. So, you know, classic newspaper pun there.
Yeah.
I think it was University of Cambridge, actually.
There you go. It's always you. You see, Sophie, you're going to Cambridge, and this is what they do, isn't it? They jump. There's pictures of naked Cambridge people jumping in rivers at this time of year.
I don't want my bum in the sun.
Well,
either suns.
Okay. But, you know, that is a prerequisite of going to Cambridge.
I'm not going anymore.
So you're going to have to do that. You people that go to those elitist universities, that's you, either get their bottoms out to jump into water or put their penises in the mouth of a dead pig. So you've got to choose.
Allegedly.
No, he did it. Anyway, carrying on.
Looking through some of the other papers that I've brought in, we look at The Times, and you go a couple of pages in, and you see the story about Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, he's given up acting.
He's given up acting again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Apparently
he's done it before.
Has he?
Yeah. He's retired from acting in what his rep described as a private decision. Comes weeks after his 60th birthday. He says neither he nor his rep.
I didn't know he'd given up before.
Well, this is what the headline is. It says, after three Oscars, Day-Lewis bows out of acting again. Maybe the first time he just didn't do it and we didn't... Well, he did it, but we didn't realise, didn't make a big song and
the
dance about it.
The last film he did was probably that Lincoln, was it? The Spielberg film about Abraham?
He won the Best Actor Oscar for that in 2012.
So did he quit then?
I don't know. Maybe he did. And maybe he's just come back for like a guest star cameo role in the actor. Well, I don't know.
Maybe he's just gone. He's gone, right, I quit acting in 2012, but no bugger notice. So what I'm going to do is... quit again.
Make
it proper.
But the thing is, what will happen is probably he might, in a couple of years, come back and be like, yeah, I'm ready for a comeback. Let's do a big thing. I'm back.
Good PR.
Yeah.
It is good PR, isn't it? Because, I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis is an amazing actor. Mm. So, so for him to quit acting is actually a bit annoying for us as Daniel Day-Lewis fans, isn't it?
I know. Well, what are we going to watch now?
I don't know, films without him.
Exactly.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Okay,
what else have we got?
The other story.
Only because we're running out of time.
Of course. The other story in the Daily Mail, and I've literally just lost the page.
Okay.
It's about Ed Miliband. I don't know if you've heard this.
Ed.
Yeah. Ed. Great name. Great first name.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here. But if we go to page 8, yesterday on another radio station.
Yeah.
He was...
Was this Radio 2?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
He was bringing up the classic talkback topic of toilets. You know, he was hosting a stint with Jeremy Vine.
He's sitting in for Jeremy Vine.
And he held a phone-in on lavatories. He discussed the relative myths of modern jewel flush loos and the old Victorian...
Now, why haven't we thought of this?
I don't know. Well, look, we've got another 2 hours of the show, so, yeah. I mean, we could just start again.
He's got listeners over there.
This is how we do it.
We've got nothing. So we need to talk about toilets. If he can do it, we can do it.
Let's do it. We've got.
We can do it better.
Yeah, we can, Sophie.
The question is, which politician can we get in to comment
on
favourite toilets? You've got a point there.
So what was his toilet point?
So he was just taking a phone in on toilets. He discussed everything about modern loos, old loos. He invited people to call in and flush their toilets live on the radio.
See, I admire that. In a way.
I mean, that.
That's risky radio. No one else is doing that.
Why haven't we thought of this? That's bloody good, that is. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we spend hours working out what we're going to do. I mean, it doesn't sound like it, but, you know, we kind of do.
Mm.
But that is great.
And it's so simple.
Toilet flushing down. Mm. I like that.
You could go one step further and do the weakest sink.
Ooh. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Go on.
This is... one of my ideas that I've never got around to.
Go on.
And you have to try and find the worst sink or the best sink. And
I found
you compare
it.
Sinks.
I found it. It's a TalkSport toilet out there, which keeps flooding.
Yeah, because moose poos in it.
Oh.
In the sink.
And then you can get Anne Robinson to come in and say, you are the weakest sink.
You are the weakest sink.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah. But, I mean, the idea went wrong there. But yes.
Yeah.
But we were talking about toilets. Actually, you know, we preempted this. We were talking about toilets on the show the other day, right? Mm. So I think he's nicked our idea. We didn't do the flushing thing, but what we did say was, because Victoria got very angry, Victoria from the news, got very angry because she caught one of Hawksby and or Jacobs coming out of the ladies' toilet. And they had a bit of here she is. Victoria, so you had a bit of a row, didn't you, with either Hawksby and or Jacobs, right? Because
Jacobs. Yeah.
From TalkSport, because he was using the ladies' toilet.
He's been doing it ever since I started working at this company, and we've had multiple run-ins about this.
There you go.
But
yes.
When I realise he leaves the toilet, it's not flushed and the seat is still up.
See, I know.
So I'm not saying he did it, but you can jump to your own conclusions.
Is the urine on the seat?
I just storm out and don't inspect further.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be surprised if there was, because sometimes they're left in a horrible state.
There you go. You see, this is my point. So we were talking about this the other day, but I said, and, you know, as ladies, you could agree or disagree with this.
Yeah.
Right? This is great discussion, Ed. This works for Miliband, so bear with us. I know we're late for the news, but bear with me. Right, so the point I'm making is, right, when a man goes into a toilet, Ed, and you'll agree with me, right, okay, our job is to, if it's a shared toilet... Right. Well, one lifts the seat to urinate, and then the etiquette is that we put the seat back down. Right.
Yeah. It's just a common courtesy.
Yeah. However, I say that we're doing twice the job, Ed. So what we should do, right, surely, is one thing is to lift the seat up. That's our work. Mm-hmm. But if the next person wants the seat down, they put the seat down.
No, stop it. You should leave it how you found it. I hate touching toilet seats. It's disgusting.
Okay, but
I will get toilet paper so I don't have to actually physically touch it in my hands. You should not. If you're putting it up, you should put it back down.
Yeah, no, I won't touch a toilet seat either.
Neither.
I will kick it up. Yes. I will use my foot and I will push the...
I kick the doors open.
I will push the seat.
Tap some of my feet.
Yes, Sophie. But what I'm saying is, Victoria, is if I'm doing half the work of putting it up,
no.
Why can't you put it down?
No.
Why have I got to
if
do both?
If you're in a man's toilet, fine, leave it up.
Yeah.
But if you're using the women's when you shouldn't be,
no,
or a mixed sex toilet,
yes.
No.
Why? Why am I doing two jobs and you're doing one? No, none. Why am I lifting and
why
pushing?
Should I?
I don't know.
I don't need it to be lifted. It should be down. That's how toilet seats work, John.
No, they're on a hinge. It can be up or down. I'm saying I put it up, you should put it down. What's wrong with that?
Why don't you just use the urinal?
There's not a urinal here.
Oh, that's a shame.
And I'm talking about like a house toilet even.
Mm.
People are, why don't we have urinals in houses? Discussion point.
Ed Miliband,
there you go. Mm. Let's do the next hour.
Toilets after two.
There we go. Toilets after 2 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we've put a lot of our best thinking into the Jazz. So when it scored over 9 out of 10 on Revu for quality, practicality and features, we took it as a challenge. How to improve on what we think is the best small car money can buy? How about making it the best small car that slightly less money can buy? Until June 30th, you can own the Jazz for £199 a month with a £199 deposit and 4 years 0% APR. If you give that idea full marks, visit honda.co.uk/jazz199 for details. Terms and conditions apply. Final payment £4,403.07.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
My thing, minimalism. I like to pretend I'm living in a Scandinavian furniture catalogue. I like any colour, as long as it's white. Absolute white, white cotton, white mist. The only threesome I want. So when I got a red coffee machine for my birthday, it was never going to work. So sadly, it had to go.
With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place to sell your things than eBay. eBay. Find your thing.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-bend that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that.
If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At just after two. Good afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Queen's speech focuses on Brexit. New homes for Grenfell victims and Becca is bankrupt.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has laid out her plans for the next 2 years in the Queen's speech. The Prime Minister's abandoned pre-election promises to reform social care funding and the winter fuel allowance, as well as a scrap a ban on fox hunting. Instead, Parliament will focus mainly on Britain's exit from the EU. Labour's Education Secretary Angela Rayner says it shows the government is in a shaky position.
She's clearly a lot weaker now as a result of the general election. I welcome the Chancellor's intervention yesterday and making sure that we don't have her crashing out of Europe. work with a hard Brexit, and we'll be making sure that the Commons do their place in making sure that there is jobs and future prosperity at the heart of Brexit.
Some of the Grenfell Tower fire survivors will be rehomed in £1 million apartments in Kensington. 68 new social homes have been set aside, with the developers bringing in extra staff to complete the flats more quickly. Meanwhile, a so-called day of rage against the government is being condemned by people living in the area. Around 100 people are marching. Organisers say the demonstration is for anti-austerity, but Ziad, who's working to support survivors of the fire, has told Talk Radio he's worried about it being hijacked.
If you're really here to get justice, or you're really here for the residents of my community and the people who live in that tower block, yeah, then you would keep this peaceful. Do not promote this march of rage. It's not what we need. Rage is not going to bring us answers. Do not ruin it. If you're going to march, march in silence. The silence speaks 1,000 words.
Prince Philip is said to be in good spirits after being admitted to hospital for treatment of an infection. Buckingham Palace says the 96-year-old was taken in last night on the advice of doctors. British holidaymakers could soon be banned from all-inclusive breaks. It's because TUI, the owners of Thompson First Choice, say there's been a massive increase in the number of people claiming to have been made sick by food poisoning. The company says it's causing friction with hotel owners after a reported surge in legal action. And tennis champion Boris Becker has been declared bankrupt. His lawyers have argued he needs a last chance to pay a long-standing debt.
Thank you, Victoria, for the news there.
It's all right, John.
Good. I wasn't really listening. I was.
I know.
Okay.
I was.
Were you?
Yeah. Poor old Boris Becker.
Sorry, what happened to Boris Becker?
He's bankrupt.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Yeah. Got declared at 11:20-ish this morning.
Oh. Why?
He owes people money.
Well, I suppose that's how it works, but...
Yeah.
I mean, that's because he must be quite rich.
You'd assume so.
Wouldn't you? Boris Becker.
He's got a lot of commitments, though.
Was he the one with the...
Love child, yes.
In the toilet, in the cupboard?
Cupboard, yes.
Not the toilet. It was with the waitress.
I can't remember if she was a waitress or not. In my head, she was a model.
London restaurant, wasn't it? And they did it in a cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
And she got pregnant and...
And the child looked exactly like him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when it came out, I mean, it looked exactly like it. That's weird.
I mean, it wasn't a full-sized adult man because it was a little girl.
Sorry, that's what I assumed.
But she looks just like her father.
Is she?
Unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
Imagine
being a little girl looking like a full-sized adult man. That's terrible. Bless her. Anyway, that's nice. Weather?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it is.
So basically, it's hot across the south and colder in the north, with a risk of some thunderstorms. Highs are 34 degrees.
It's hot across the south in that cupboard.
It's not dwell on that.
Okay. You've got mineral news coming up today.
Yes.
Bonus news. Victoria, as regular listener, will know, brings us bonus news at 3:30 every single day.
Roughly. Not so much lately.
No, because there was terrorism and fires and stuff. But now it's fine. So bonus news is at 3:30. Mineral news today. Animal, vegetable and mineral to keep us up to speed on all things. Because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Now, I understand you've already started researching mineral news, which is rare for you.
I know.
Because you don't like mineral news.
No.
So, but The Nation, it's their favourite.
Yeah, I don't know why.
But what do you got today?
I think The Nation doesn't like me and they just want to wind me up.
Maybe.
Explains a lot.
Yeah.
So this is an update from a previous mineral story.
Well,
are you going to tell us? Or?
I mean, that's the tease.
Oh. Okay, great. That's coming. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport news.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The EFL's 2017-18 fixture list has been released, with the opening game pitting newly relegated Sunderland against Derby County in a Friday night game on August the 4th. The other sides who've dropped out of the Premier League, Middlesbrough and Hull, start at Wolves and Aston Villa, respectively. Villa are managed by Steve Bruce. Their former boss, Tim Sherwood, has told Talk Sport he thinks that factor makes them favourite to win the Sky Bet Championship.
They'll give him the money, as they have done. I think he's shown he can do it. It's a fantastic football club, that Aston Villa. You know, the support is magnificent. If he can get that going from the start, then they'll be very, very tough to catch.
The British and Irish Lions will name the side to face the All Blacks in Saturday's first test at 8 o'clock this evening. Finally, the two big races from the second day at Royal Ascot, the Duke of Cambridge Stakes and the Showpiece Prince of Wales Stakes, are live today over on Talk Sport. Every race at Royal Ascot is live over on Talk Sport 2. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And due to the high temperatures experienced across several parts of Britain over recent nights, doctors and health professionals have advised that companies allow employees to sleep in air-conditioned offices overnight. Tents, airbeds and sleeping bags should be provided where necessary.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Victoria there with the news and Ben with the sport and Victoria with the weather. And next, we will be bringing you work experience punditry. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, I'm going to let you into a little behind-the-scenes sort of thing here to do with the radio. Now, normally, as you know, if you are a regular listener, you realise what a sleek operation this show is. It's seamless for many, isn't it? We come on the air and we bring you 3 hours of talking, which in itself is no mean feat. I mean, you know, there's a army of people behind the scenes working on everything. Every word I say, you know, is written for me, including this. I mean, I'm reading it now. I'm reading this off a screen now as I'm speaking. And whenever I pause, it's because they can't type fast enough. Anyway, I'm John Balls. That's a typo. So what's happened here is that normally at 2 o'clock we have a guest. Okay, Sophie.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm just telling you, because if you're just joining us, here's what's happened, right? Cornelius has gone to Glastonbury. So Sophie, ordinarily of work experience punditry, has stepped up to the disappointing sidekick slot.
Stepping up the game.
Yeah, fine. So that's happened, and Asprod Cass isn't here either. So Id is producing. But here's what's happened. Now, normally we have a guest here, and today's guest was supposed to be David Arnold, the composer of such films as James Bond films.
Did he... Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Did he compose...
Put your hand up. Sophie, you got your hand up.
Did he compose the James Bond theme tune? The very famous one?
No, that was John Glenn, I think.
Oh, okay.
From years ago. No, David Arnold is younger than that. Because the first James Bond film was like 1960.
Oh, yeah. So
what was the first show? Was it Dr. No? I think, I don't know why I'm asking you. You're 12.
No.
But I think it was Dr. No. Anyway, whatever the first show. No, he didn't.
Okay.
But David Arnold came along later and he did an album of Bond theme remixes, which was excellent. Shaken and Stirred, I think it was called. He did that. And then he went on to actually do Bond themes like Casino Royale and so forth. Anyway, he's supposed to be joining us to talk about his film composing work. He did Independence Day, Sophie, for goodness.
I love that film.
Yes, I know. He did Stargate.
Less interesting.
Fewer. But he's supposed to be here right now.
Oh.
But he isn't.
Did he do the Adele one?
Or did I don't Adele think do so. I think that's an awkward point. We weren't asking that. We can't ask him that because he's not turned up. But the reason he's not turned up is because Cass was in charge of the booking. And as usual, she's messed it up. So he's not here. So I don't know what happened there, but it doesn't matter because it's all right, because it's me and you.
Yes.
And that's why we've brought forward today's work experience punditry. So here's how that works. We invite our work experiences away. We drag them away from the photocopier and the kettle and the work experience, I don't know, stuff that they have to deal with. And what we've done instead is bring them in the studio to review stuff for us. That's how it works. They don't have to. They're not paid. That's why. It's a budget thing. And what's more, Sophie, who does it for us ordinarily with TV and stuff on a Monday, is now in the studio, like, in full sidekick role. But she's still got to do the punditry thing she doesn't get paid for.
All day for free.
How annoying is that for you?
Yeah.
Cornelius gets paid.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, so today, being a Wednesday, hipster nonsense.
Yes.
So it's a roundup of things that pop up, if you like.
Which is quite exciting, because normally I do telly.
Yes.
So
it's a whole new world to you. Now, a bit of a heads up. I hate this feature.
Okay, right, great. Because
I despise hipster nonsense.
Well, that's kind of the thing I was going for.
Right, because it's all people with beards and, oh, come to my cafe where you can eat cereal out of my beard while I've got an owl on my head. It's all that stuff, isn't it?
It is.
So what have you got today?
Well, just you wait, because some things are going to annoy you. But right. First,
yeah,
beer yoga is the newest trend.
Beer yoga.
So, yeah, so you pay £12 for an hour.
Yeah.
And you do yoga, and you get a beer and a mat. And apparently, it complements the joy of beer drinking and mindfulness of
yoga.
So
do you drink beer as you're doing yoga?
Yeah, so you go into the sort of sunset pose, and then you bring your arm...
Hang on, what's a sunset pose?
I'm not really sure, I just made that up.
Oh, right.
And you bring your beer to your mouth, and yeah. You have a sip.
Yes.
And you take it away from your mouth.
Yes.
And then you just carry on like that. And, you know, the goal of beer yoga is to become stress-free, happy and relaxed.
Well,
and
I could do that with just the beer. I don't need the yoga part. I could become stress-free, happy and relaxed.
Well, yes.
With just that.
I would agree. It's also in a pub.
Also, you're going to spill it, you know, like a downward dog.
Well, I think that's probably the art of it, isn't it? That's the skill
right.
of doing the yoga with the beer, is if you're good at yoga and you're holding your positions correctly.
Oh.
You...
Have you ever done yoga?
I did it once.
Did you? Was it not for you?
Not for me, no. I just couldn't stop laughing. The whole thing is a bit balmy.
I've never done yoga. I mean, I've got a couple of friends who are yoga teachers.
Okay.
Like proper, like
really?
Yeah,
enthusiasts.
Like, I mean, they do classes and they everything. But apparently, well, the secrets behind the scenes of yoga, they tell me, there's a lot of farting.
Mm.
When people go bendy, right? And I'm thinking that beer,
it's not going to help.
No, it just exacerbate the problem, wouldn't it?
I'd agree.
Because beer is quite gassy.
It is very gassy.
So you are going to, you know.
Ooh, I mean, I get it. Beer's relaxing, but not for me.
Downward, there's a little beer yoga joke for you. A downward brew dog.
Ooh.
See, you've got to be familiar with the brewery that's brew dog.
Yeah.
But and yoga.
Downward dog.
Well, that works, doesn't it?
I can't think of any other ones. Child pose. But just can't do anything with that, can we?
No, best move on.
Yeah.
So what else?
Okay, this will annoy
you. Oh, hang on. We've got to take traffic and travel.
Oh.
I know. By the way, Jeff rightly points out, I said John Glenn did the theme to James Bond.
Yes.
He's an astronaut.
Oh, that's cool.
John Barry was what I meant.
Oh, okay.
It was because he has, both of them have two first names.
John.
Barry is a first name. And Glenn. So he's right. Jeff is absolutely correct. I stand very much corrected. I downward dog corrected.
Well done, Jeff.
So good point he makes there. Anyway, so, but, the, you know, they're probably both dead. Teasers.
Okay, a little teaser. A spoon cafe in Melbourne that's been having some pretty angry comments on Twitter.
Yeah.
And armpit tattoos.
All on the way. It's hipster nonsense. It's a roundup of it. We're bringing it to you on Talk Radio in the afternoon. Extravagant Travel is next.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin, get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Whether your business is local, regional, or international,
this is your captain speaking.
In an ever-changing economy, HSBC could help your business grow. With our £10 billion lending fund for small businesses, you could take advantage of the next opportunity. For an indication of loan eligibility in just 2 minutes, search HSBC Business Lending.
Subject to credit status. Results of business lending eligibility checker indicative only. T's and C's apply. See website.
Now at TradePoint, get the Beko oven and hob pack with a choice of gas or ceramic hob for just £190. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint!
Listen. Do you hear that?
That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
I didn't play with toys as a kid. I played with engines. Became a mechanic's apprentice at 16, but eventually I wanted a new challenge. So I joined the Navy and I took what I knew about cars and applied it to destroyers. I learned to fix anything. Anywhere, in any situation. And now I help keep £1 billion of warship up and running at all costs. Me, Ravi. Born in Stockport, made in the Royal Navy. Start your journey. Search Made in the Royal Navy.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m. live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M6 in Cheshire. This is south towards a multi-vehicle accident between 19 for Knutsford and 18 for Middlewich. Two of the three lanes are currently out of action there. There's queues on Leicestershire's northbound M69 as you move between the A5 and the M1. So between junctions 2 and the M1, a vehicle overturned and a lane's closed for its recovery. The M11 still has northbound restrictions towards Cambridge at junction 13. One lane's out after a vehicle overturned. And there's severe delays on the M1 in Bedfordshire. The main carriageway still closed south at junction 11 for accident investigation work. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's summer. Expensive time of year, holidays, etc. So the Fiat Festival of Summer Savings is here to make things more affordable. There's £500 off the list price on selected Fiats, from the Fiat 500 to the new Fiat Tipo. But not for long. As long as the summer lasts, basically. So, till the end of June. Best hurry, because it'll be raining in July. £500 offer available across the Fiat range between the 14th and 30th of June. Registered by the 30th of June. Selected stock only. £500 offer can be used in conjunction with other retail offers. Subject to availability. For full T's and C's, see fiat.co.uk.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just coming up to a time. Now, welcome along if you're listening to the programme, or even if you're not, also welcome along. You join us with work experience punditry. Now, Sophie is here. Sophie's here. Sophie. That's right, Sophie's here. She's fulfilling the role of disappointing sidekick as Cornelius has gone to Glastonbury. That's what he's doing. So you are here, Sophie, ordinarily reviewing stuff, of course, television.
Yes.
But today, sitting in for the whole show and bringing us hipster nonsense. So before the break, you teased.
I did.
Armpit tattoos.
Armpit
what the
tattoos.
Hell's that?
Okay, so... As it sounds,
yeah.
It is just tattoos.
So is this, hang on, is this like people have hair tattooed on their armpits?
Well, you could if you wanted.
Yeah.
But it's basically a new craze of tattoos where people have decided that they want to have massive tattoos on their armpits.
Right.
That's it really.
Of what?
Anything you want. So, for example, people have got lovely roses. Well, I say lovely. Some roses.
Yeah.
Or kittens and dogs. Or, well, like, literally whatever you want. Just a generic tattoo. But
I think if I was going to do that, I would want... I'd have two eyes put sort of there, pointing now, sort of just outside my armpit. Right?
Yeah.
And so then if I did that... Move my arm down, then it, like the armpit was a mouth.
Okay,
then
I get
it would be an amusing Muppet style sort of trick, wouldn't
it? A bit like Pac-Man as well.
Yes, yes. So I'd at least make it inventive.
That would work quite well, actually.
I don't think I'd go for an armpit tattoo. Who's going for them? Is it men or women or both?
Both, yeah. Oh. And it's basically sort of become a bit of a weird Instagram craze, so people are just putting it up and being like, wow, look at my...
It's going to hurt. Have you tattooed?
I am not.
Right, because I'm not either, but I've always thought it probably hurts a bit. And that's a sensitive area.
Apparently it's one of the most painful places, as there's loads of nerves there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's a thing.
I don't think that's... I mean, I could maybe... I don't know. Get, you know... I mean, shaving armpit hair off, which is, you know, traditionally a female thing to do, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I realise I'm now opening a can of hairy worms.
Yes.
If you'll pardon that expression. But obviously, that sort of level of grooming, right, it's now translated to downstairs as well, hasn't it? So, but armpit stuff was a thing for years. But in our European cousins... I'm thinking specifically Naina in the video for 99 Red Balloons.
Yes.
Had very hairy armpits, and that's a European thing. What is it about shave? As a woman...
Yes.
Do you shave your armpits?
I do.
Do you do it to conform to society, or what reason do you...
No, I actually do it for my personal self.
Right.
Just
but
because...
Why?
Because if you're going to wear, like, a vest...
Yeah.
It's nicer to
But why is it?
Because hairs get smelly. I think you're smellier if you have armpit hair. That's what I'm going to say. It's true.
Hairs get smelly.
Yeah, because your hairs get sweaty, don't they?
I suppose.
So you get sweatier.
Yeah.
But
why don't men shave it off? Men don't shave it
off. Because they want to be manly and...
Is that manly?
Hairy.
Do you see what I mean? We're harking back to old school sort of stereotypes, aren't we, in a way.
So apparently, someone told me this the other day, that the only reason that women started to shave was because back in the day, in sort of the 30s, the razor companies weren't making enough money. So they thought, hey, you know what? What else? How else can we sell these razors? So they were... Like, oh, why don't we target them at women and say, oh, how about shaving your legs?
That is very interesting.
Apparently it's true.
And I believe that.
Yes.
That is really... Because you can see that. So the whole reason that women shave their legs and anything else
is because...
It's basically a marketing tool.
Yeah, for sure.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because, of course, men, the whole razor thing, it's like the beardy shave, isn't it? And that's what people do. But that's actually quite fascinating.
Yeah, I know.
Is that true? Is that right?
100% true.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like Gillette or something, whatever company was around at the time.
Whatever it was.
Just, you know, a masterstroke.
Yeah.
A smooth masterstroke.
Yeah. We need to sell more.
Yeah.
We need women to buy razors. How can we do this? Oh, let's picture a woman with nice soft skin.
Wow. Mm. When did the... this is going to sound weird, I know, but when did the whole shave it all off thing happen?
I don't know.
Was that pornography did that?
I think so.
Because I've read proper feminist articles about this, and what's her name? Amber Rose, you know, the model and the whatever she is, stripper or something.
Yes.
She did that thing on Instagram last week where she hadn't shaved.
Yeah.
And posted a picture of herself doing that. And that became a whole thing, and a debate opened up about whether or not it was right to do that. But then again, now there's now male grooming it off is a thing.
Yes,
isn't it?
I think it's come from porn, and people think that that's normal.
Yeah,
and it's come from there.
I think so, because in the 70s, it was all everywhere, wasn't it?
Well, I wasn't alive, so I wouldn't know.
It was, right? Because when I was young, right, and I was young in the 70s, right? I'm not saying, I mean, I hadn't got hair then because I was too young for that. But what I'm saying is that when one looked at...
It was cool to...
Anyway, the pornography when I was little is what I'm saying, right? It was different to now. And it was, you know, it's the internet. Kids can get on the internet now. But in my day, as has often been said, you had to find it in magazines that someone had left in a hedge.
Yeah.
So, and a hedge was appropriate because that was technically what we're doing. Foliage was going on. And that was the thing. But then it changed. But you're right. I think it was basically pornography that changed all of that, which is kind of interesting. But I didn't know about the shaving
marketing.
Company marketing. Yeah. That is actually fascinating.
I know. I'm quite fascinating.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And you think, but that's why then they ran out again, going, oh, I know, one blade's not enough.
Yes.
Is it? Now I have five. Oh, it's a razor with five blades. Oh, no, you just need one. That's nonsense. Let's call
just
it out for the
knife.
Nonsense it is.
A knife you could do it with.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, look, we've strayed slightly off the point here, but I know there's more hipster nonsense
we
to come.
We have loads more.
But that's fine. We'll do that after the news, because we've got a break for the news. But I think it was kind of interesting. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Do you,
not talking to
okay,
you.
Fine. Right, in the next half an hour then, more of the, work experience punditry, and other stuff. The big debate at 3 o'clock and a game of dead or alive on the programme after 3:30 this afternoon. But now here's Victoria, and she has the news on Talk Radio at 2:30.
Talk Radio.
The Queen has delivered the government's plans for the next Parliament. Most of the Conservative manifesto was missing from the Queen's speech, taken out after the Tories lost their majority in the general election. Top of the agenda was Brexit and how the UK will negotiate its withdrawal from the EU. There was also mention of new measures to deal with public disasters in the wake of Grenfell Tower.
My government will initiate a full public inquiry into the tragic fire at Grenfell Tower. My government will take forward measures to introduce an independent public advocate who will act for bereaved families after a public disaster.
There was no mention of reform for elderly social care or the scrapping of universal free school lunches. Donald Trump's state visit to Britain appears to have been postponed as it's been left out of the speech. 68 flats in luxury housing development in Kensington have been secured for survivors of the Grenfell Tower fire. The community secretary says extra staff have been brought in so the housing can be completed more quickly. The Duke of Edinburgh has been admitted to hospital. Buckingham Palace says it's a precautionary measure for treatment of an infection. Prince Philip is said to be in good spirits. Belgian investigators say a man who detonated a suitcase bomb at Brussels main station last night wasn't known to anti-terror forces. The Moroccan man charged at soldiers patrolling the terminal, shouting "God is great" in Arabic. He was then shot dead. And a single raising money for victims of the Grenfell Tower disaster has been released. The cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water features more than 50 artists, including Robbie Williams and Rita Ora. The weather very hot across the south this afternoon, a little fresher further north, with a risk of some thunderstorms, highs of 34 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Did you know about the razor thing? I find that absolutely fascinating that that was a thing.
I don't know.
Did you not?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, right. So, okay, so Sophie came with this bon mot.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Sophie, Victoria.
Basically, the reason why women shave, apparently, is because back in the 30s, razor companies weren't making enough money, so they marketed them to women.
Oh.
And that's why it's
And just suggested that shaving should be a thing in order to... But my God, that worked, didn't
it? It's caught on, hasn't it?
That's quite fascinating. I'm kind of blown away by that. I had no idea. I knew that Coca-Cola, you know, the whole Father Christmas... You know, Father Christmas is real, we know that, but the reason he dresses in red is because Coca-Cola marks it in that way.
So it's kind of green. Wasn't he in green, yeah.
It was in green before. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Yes, it's fascinating. Well, the power of marketing.
I did not know about the razory thing.
No, I didn't either.
But we all conform to it, don't we?
Advertising is so strong, I can...
But you were talking about this, and I think it's interesting, right? So you shave your armpits because it's you say hair is smelly.
Yeah. When you sweat, hair gets smelly.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah.
But that's not why you did it first, though, is it? You did it because you conformed to whatever image or stereotype that was.
Because I'd been brought up to think that it was gross.
Don't mince your words.
I love that. Don't talk to strangers. And by the way, armpit hair is gross.
Yeah, pretty much.
But there are women who are trying to bring back armpit hair.
Yes.
And some of them dye it in different colours. But they're just seen as being a bit weird.
Yeah.
Even though it's completely natural, but...
It is natural, isn't it? Because but men have armpit hair. I don't shave my armpit hair.
No.
But if I did, I'd be looked on as weird.
Yeah, but that explains the smell, maybe.
Not necessarily.
Yes, that's a good point.
Cyclists.
What, do you think I should shave my armpit hair?
Sports people do it.
Make themselves more aerodynamic.
Cyclists, swimmers.
Aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic. You can go quicker in the water if you haven't got armpit hair. Slows you down.
Leg hair.
Yeah.
Like seaweed, is it wafting in about?
Yeah. Think about that weight.
It's not much, though, is it?
When hair gets wet, it gets heavy.
It's not much.
Yeah, but some people are really competitive, so that small difference could, you know, be the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah. Right.
Do you shave because you're a swimmer?
No.
Oh. So why do you do it, then? Do you conform?
I just think it feels nicer.
It does.
I might shave.
Give it a go. Cyclists shave their legs as well, and it actually makes them go quicker.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lie. If you're going around a track, it'll give you like 0.02 seconds.
Really? Yeah. Which counts, I suppose, for everything.
100%.
So basically, if you shave your hair off,
yeah,
you go a bit faster.
Yeah. So if you wanted to walk a bit quicker.
Hello.
shave everything
off. Is that why people do that?
So crude.
Okay. Right, and next we will talk to our foreign correspondent about a story that's foreign. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale, a great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am... Oh, God. Again, I've lost it. It always happens. Wait a minute. Damn it. Oh, God's sake. Oh. John Holmes, and it's now time to talk to our foreign correspondent who is foreign and is reporting in foreign from somewhere foreign. Good afternoon, Pope Federica.
Ciao, John.
So, let's talk about this. I mean, there's a lot of grim news in the UK, but I think it's always wise to spread our wings and our eyes and our ears and our breasts and our arms and our legs and our genitals wider across the world, and specifically Europe. We're in the middle of Brexit talks, as you know. But Italy is facing a major issue currently. Let's look at this headline. What a shocking... Rome bans snacking tourists from its ancient fountains. Bring us up to date, if you would, Federica.
Sì, ovviamente con questo obiettivo la sindaca Virginia Raggi ha firmato un'ordinanza che vieta di fatto di consumare cibi, bagnarsi, arrampicarsi o sedersi sui marmi delle fontane artistiche di Roma.
That's right,
isn't it? E questo ovviamente poi porta a una pena di multa fino a 240 euro.
I know. And it's what a lot of people are arguing that toss about this. You'd expect, what a ridiculous move this is. This is from a country that used to throw Christians to lions to eat. And, you know, now you've banned snacking. I mean, what is going on?
Ovviamente questo non è solo per i turisti, è stato qualcosa che risulta anche da come i tifosi del Feyenoord si sono comportati lo scorso anno quando erano in trasferta a Roma. La squadra olandese infatti ha distrutto parte della formata che c'è a Piazza di Spagna, la barcaccia. E la squadra olandese ovviamente ha distrutto parte della bellezza di Roma.
Yeah, you would say that, and a lot of people listening will be disagreeing with you, because at the end of the day, you invented your country, Italy invented the throwing of people to animals for snacks, and it seems very, I don't know, blinkered really to stop people snacking at. And it's not just snacking, is it? It's also washing pet. I'm looking at it now. The new rules prohibit climbing on landmarks and washing pets. I didn't know people washed pets in fountains. Is that an Italian thing?
Sì, ovviamente non è solo una cosa che dice non possiamo mangiare vicino alle fontane. Come ho detto, si parla di cibo che non va consumato, di bagnarsi, quindi neanche lavare gli animali, arrampicarsi o sedersi su marmi. E l'ordinanza per il Campidoglio si è resa necessaria per impedire che si verifichino episodi contrari alle regole di decoro urbano e garantire un'adeguata tutela del patrimonio storico.
No, putting pineapple on it is just wrong. What do you make of this, though? This is just Rome at the moment, obviously. Rome bans snacking tourists from its ancient fountains. Will this spread to other Italian cities?
Beh, penso che comunque sia una regola che andrebbe utilizzata anche in altri comuni, non solo a Roma. Ci sono beni culturali per tutta l'Italia e ci sono turisti e anche locali che non li rispettano in modo adeguato. Quindi forse Roma può essere giusto il punto di inizio per qualcosa che poi si andrà ad allargare a tutta la nazione.
Yeah, but again, you raise an interesting point. But what I'm suggesting is, I mean, let's narrow it down again. Okay, if the wider issue isn't the point. So in Rome, there are the Spanish Steps, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're Spanish. They're not even Italian. They're Spanish, right? So my point about that is, are we allowed to snack at the Spanish Steps, given that they are not yours?
Non lo so, secondo me dobbiamo chiamare l'ambasciata spagnola per riuscire ad avere una risposta proprio coerente per questo.
No, that's racist. You make a point. I know about Spain, and that's true. They do throw donkeys off towers, but they wouldn't necessarily come and throw. I mean, name a snack. Name a snack for me.
Oh, panino.
Yeah, one of those. Right. So, would you throw that down the Spanish Steps?
No, ovviamente no.
No, because you'd be arrested. Exactly. So my point is, though, should we not limit the snacking to the snacks of the country? I'll give you a for instance, right? So say you came over here, right, with your foreign ways, but we allowed you to, I don't know, eat something British, like a Ginster's pasty, next to the fountain, the fountain with the lions in it. And that, you'll like that, because you used to throw Christians to lions in the Colosseum, right, in Trafalgar Square. Would you, if I said to you, I'm happy for you to eat a Ginster's pasty, or a Ginster's pasty, however you say it in your language, next to the lions in Trafalgar Square, okay? Talk to me about that.
Sì, però il punto non è semplicemente il mangiare vicino alla fontana, è poi il disparsi dei rifiuti in modo non adeguato. C'è questo problema a Roma di locali e turisti, quindi non sto dicendo solo i turisti, che dispongono dei rifiuti in maniera incorretta. Buttare la cartaccia del tuo panino o del tuo snack nella fontana non è adeguato.
Yeah, all right, but what about a footlong sub? What about a meatball footlong? Would you what I'm saying to you, would you take a footlong next to a statue of a lion in Trafalgar Square? Would you?
No, però se fossi tanto affamata forse sì.
What about a half foot?
Oh, questa è una domanda un po' più complicata. Però no, penso sempre di no. Però se fossi veramente affamata, chi lo sa?
Well, exactly. So why shouldn't I be able to come over to your country? I mean, let's assume Brexit hasn't happened. I can come over to Italy right now, if I wanted, and eat something, not British, because that's offensive, but something Italian, next to your fountain. I don't see why that's not. You can come here and eat whatever you want next to our fountains and our landmarks, can't you? But you're saying we can't come there. Not you, obviously you're our correspondent, but you know what I mean? Italy is saying we can't go over to your place and eat anything next to a thing. Like, I mean, you know, what else is it? What else is Italian? I don't know. Spaghetti or something. Is that one of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there you go. So what if I just came over to the Trevi Fountain, right, and, bear with me, I boiled the water in the Trevi Fountain. I put loads of spaghetti in the Trevi Fountain in Rome, but then boiled the water in order to cook that spaghetti. What the hell's wrong with that?
Qui però il problema sarebbe poi come scuoti la pasta. La cuoci, proprio come tiri fuori.
Yeah, but what? Okay, all right, not spaghetti, but other pasta. So, like penne.
Stessa storia, come la vai a scolare poi alla fine?
All right, not that. What's other pasta? What's the twisty one?
Non ne sono sicura, non ho idea di che cosa tu stia parlando in questo momento.
Yeah, that. So I put that in, right, in the Trevi Fountain, and I boiled the water, right, and I've just got a big, great big fountain of pasta. And why would you object to that? It's like traditional.
Secondo me tutte le nonne d'Italia sarebbero infuriate perché non hai chiesto a loro di farlo invece.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. Okay, what about, you know, when you go on a hen... Have you ever been on a hen night, Ferry?
No.
You,
no. Mai.
Never been invited. All right, fine. Right, but if you did, what you'd probably end up with is a penis on your head, like, as an amusing, like, hat or something, right? But also, you can buy, like, pasta in the shape of penises, can't you? Have you seen that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sí, exactly. So what if I filled your fountain... With penis, with penis. If I filled your, can I fill your fountain with penis?
Secondo me no. Pensa che c'è il Vaticano e Roma sono nello stesso posto quasi.
And there we must leave it. But thank you very much indeed. no, you make excellent points. There we are. That's our foreign correspondent talking foreign from somewhere foreign about a foreign story. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
All good things must come to an end. And Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
A wise man once said, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. And that's especially true when it comes to making a PPI claim, particularly now the deadline for claims has been announced. So do something. Text PLEASE to 60777 and then let the claims guys do their thing. A free search to discover if you ever had PPI. What have you got to lose? One thing's for certain, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. So text PLEASE to 60777 and let the claims guys do the rest.
The claims guys.
My thing, minimalism. I like to pretend I'm living in a Scandinavian furniture catalogue. I like any colour, as long as it's white. Absolute white, white cotton, white mist. The only threesome I want. So when I got a red coffee machine for my birthday, it was never going to work. So sadly, it had to go.
With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place to sell your things than eBay. eBay. Find your thing.
We're renegades with a mission and a vision. No need for recognition, but we get it anyway. The award-winning Jeep Renegade range, available for just £199 a month with a £2,500 deposit contribution, 0% APR, and until June 30th, an extra £500 off in the Jeep sales event. Visit jeep.co.uk now.
Customer deposit from 15 to 34%. Optional final payment dependent on version. 37-month term, 10,000 miles per annum. PCP sales only, subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. £500 offer on selected stock only, subject to availability. Terms and conditions apply. Visit jeep.co.uk.
At first, I was worried I wouldn't belong in the army. I thought you had to be really athletic. And I didn't even like running for the bus before I joined. On our first run, I was struggling at the back. And one of the instructors slowed down. And instead of just shouting at me like I thought he would, he just ran with me. Thanks to him, I'm a physical training instructor now. I'll literally never forget how much he helped me that day.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army, be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
A breakdown is causing delays on the clockwise M60 towards Junction 13 for Worsley. There's a big queue on the M6 South, just south of 19 at Knutsford. Two of the three lanes are blocked by an accident. Really slow on the approach to that. As you travel north on the M69 towards the M1, there's a queue just north of Junction 2. A lane's out for the recovery of an overturned vehicle. A similar problem means you're queuing north on the M11 towards Cambridge. One lane's closed at Junction 13, and no change for the M1 South at Junction 11 for the Dunstable Road. The main carriageway is still closed for accident investigation work, causing severe delays. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's summer. Expensive time of year, holidays, etc. So the Fiat Festival of Summer Savings is here to make things more affordable. There's £500 off the list price on selected Fiats, from the Fiat 500 to the new Fiat Tipo. But not for long. As long as the summer lasts, basically. So, till the end of June. Best hurry, because it'll be raining in July. £500 offer available across the Fiat range between the 14th and 30th of June. Registered by the 30th of June. Selected stock only. £500 offer can be used in conjunction with other retail offers. Subject to availability. For full T's and C's, see fiat.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Julia Nazi Führer. Right, so, well, there's a lot of news around today. We've been looking at the news. Currently, MPs are debating the government's agenda, really. I mean, it's outlined in the Queen's speech. The Queen's so livid. She had to be dragged out of Ascot, where she likes to watch horses die, and she likes to drink gin, doesn't she? And she's dragged away from that, and she put in Parliament speech thrust in her hand. We had a speech writing expert on earlier to talk us through it. You pointed out, Sophie, she's wearing a European hat.
Yes, she is.
Is this on Twitter? So people are talking about this on social media?
Yes.
Because you're young. You're on social media.
I'm young.
Yeah. So what social medias are they talking about this on?
On Twitter.
Are they?
Yeah.
So what is it? She wore a blue hat.
Yes, and it had yellow flowers on it. Yeah. And they were suggesting it was like the EU flag.
Right, so it's like a European Queen hat.
Perhaps she was symbolising something.
Yeah. Do you think, we talked about this earlier, do you think Queen shaves her armpits out of interest? I mean, I wonder if she does.
I don't know. She wouldn't do it herself.
No, she'd have people for that. Yeah. Do you think Philip maybe does it in sexy time?
Maybe.
I don't know. We were talking about this because what we learned earlier was that, and I didn't know this, that the sole reason it seems that the tradition, is that the right word, that women shave armpits and legs is because it was invented by, I bet a bloke invented it.
A marketing bloke.
Yeah. At a shaving firm. So what they'd done, they sold razors to men for years, and then realised they needed to sell more.
Yep.
So invented the concept of smooth ladies.
Yeah, pretty much.
And in the 1930s as well.
Yeah, I mean, women were supposed to have smooth faces.
Yeah,
but maybe they were like, right.
Wherever there is hair, we should take it off.
Arms, interestingly, weren't.
That's true, isn't it? Because we've strayed again here, but I think this is interesting. But you're right, actually, because women, you know, if you see a lady with hairy legs, right, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
My old headmistress, Mrs. Greaves, right, when I was at primary school.
She might be listening, so don't say.
She's
anything.
Probably dead now. Oh. She used to have very hairy legs She didn't go with your 1930s razor idea. She would happily stand at assembly in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Called Mrs. Greaves. We called her Mrs. Hairy Legs.
She actually?
Yeah. Not to her face, obviously.
So it's your fault.
You couldn't really talk to her face because she had a beard. But but she used to have very hairy legs and it used to poke through her tights.
Oh, that's not good. Well, no. Now I'm judging. That's bad.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
So you're doing it as well.
Hands up.
How
there.
Very patriarchal of you.
How awful.
But she's allowed to. She can do that if she wants.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Whatever.
You know? That's the modern way.
Go her.
Yeah. Well, she's dead. But probably. I don't know. If you're listening, hello, Mrs. Greaves. This is what you made. This is your fault. You know, I was at your school. You created me. So you've only got yourself to blame.
She created you.
And your hairy legs.
Okay. Fine.
Anyway, what I'm saying is the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
It's very complicated, and I just can't get my head around it.
Well, don't worry, Sophie, because that's all right. We're here to help. Because what we do is we take the news and we run it through Japanese poetry. That's right, to make it easy to understand. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news. Wait, not in haikus, because Cornelius isn't here, who normally does it. But Chloe's done it for us. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, John.
Yeah, it's the news in haiku. She works through the glass, pressing the button. It's the news in high Chloe's.
DUP ask May for some respect, gay people. Ask for the same thing.
I sort of like Chloe trying to sort of put on a vague sort of Japanese accent there, in a way. A racist going on. Anyway, good. Anyway, speaking of racists, on the line now is Cornelius! Hi, Cornelius!
I'm not having that. That's not fair.
All right, fine. Cornelius from the programme, of course, is not here today. Sophie is him. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
And Cornelius is at Glastonbury. Are you at Glastonbury, Cornelius?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm currently on a coach on the way to Glastonbury.
Right. Now, yesterday...
I don't think I'm too far off. I think I'm about half an hour maximum off, really.
Okay, well, that's not... I mean, what time did you leave? Let's get a Glastonbury update, because that's customary, obviously, on the radio at this time of year. Everyone's going to Glastonbury this week. You're there, you're in the traffic. What are we looking at?
Well, I had the sort of classic nightmare journey today where I was getting a lift to Croydon and it was absolutely chock-a-block with traffic already. This was my first leg. So I had to abandon my lift, get on a tram to Croydon, then a... train to London Victoria, and made my coach was at 9:30 this morning. I literally got to the station at 9:27 and said, "I'm sorry, I'm really a bit well. I'm basically on time." And I get on a coach, and they're like, "Oh yeah, time's done that. I just joined the queue." And 2.5 hours later, I was put on a coach.
So why?
There's an accident in somewhere in London which stopped the coaches from reaching. They've been going back and forth for the festival day.
Right.
So they've made everyone who's going to Glastonbury queue right round Victoria coach station, right round the building. I thought at one point it was going to just keep going round to the building, and then I had a plan to sort of lay siege on the coach station.
Yeah.
Until they had to give up a lift, which sort of worked.
I sort of like that your journey has started appallingly, given what we were saying yesterday. You were so confident yesterday. What was in your step yesterday?
What do you mean? Oh, a spring.
A spring.
You had a spring in your step,
didn't you? Because you were going to Glastonbury. It was your sort of last day. And now, I like that it's all come a bit crashing down, because you were very confident about the lift to the station, because your rucksack that you've got, let's remind ourselves, it weighs 5 stone because you've filled it with Carlsberg or something. Carling.
30 kilograms it was that day. And I think about doing this queue.
Yeah.
That's mad.
It would move forward about 5 people at a time every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So that was me. I think they started ordering Ubers for people at the front of the queue. I don't know how that would work. But so I had to keep... It got really heavy. The big step for the bag is getting actually onto the site and then finding somewhere to camp.
Yeah. Well, you thought you'd be there by now, and that's kind of why I wanted to ring you and get a Glastonbury update of Glastonbury, because Glastonbury's, you know, the news and stuff, but you're just sitting on a coach with
just strangers.
Yeah. Are they is it a full coach?
It's brimming.
Is it?
People and luggage.
Whereabouts are you sitting on the coach? Just to give us
I'm right near the front. I'm in the second row.
Are you?
Keen.
That's Sophie, by the way. Sophie's you today.
Hi, Sophie. How's it going?
Really good, thanks.
Job? It's glamorous, isn't it,
I love it. I actually might take it, if that's okay.
Did you know, Cornelius, that the only reason women shave is due to a 1930s marketing campaign?
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what we've learned.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either. We've learned that today from Sophie. So,
is that what you brought to the show today?
Yeah.
She's. I mean, she's been basically. She's smooth. If you see what I mean.
I don't need to know that.
No. Could you do me a favour?
Maybe.
Could you stand up and turn round facing?
No.
No, because I think this is an interesting fact. You'd stand up now and turn around, face the coach, and shout, "The only reason women shave is due to a 1930s marketing campaign." No, really, do. No, because it's a fact. Come on.
Can I just tell it to the person next?
Who's next to you? Who is it?
I don't know.
Is it a woman?
No.
But is it? Right. What? We'll find out. Ask their name first.
I'm on the radio. What's your name?
It's Matt.
Right, tell Matt that. Tell this is an interesting fact.
Do you want to hear an interesting fact? The women only shave because of a 1930s marketing campaign.
Really?
Oh. Great.
He says it's great. Matt says it's great. He's got his backing.
Good stuff. There we go, Cornelius.
I've sat next to Matt for this whole journey, and we've spoken about two words.
You're going to have to talk to him now. Sorry.
I'm going to have to explain what's going on.
You've made a free enough to explain that. All right, Cornelius, thank you very much. Cornelius there, our Glastonbury correspondent, who's not even there due to travel errors. Anyway, we'll be taking more from him, of course, as the week goes on. Hopefully he'll be there tomorrow and we'll speak to him. There we are. That's that half an hour done, isn't it? Who needs a guest? I don't know. Anyway, so that's fine. In the next bit, the big debate, of course, after 3 o'clock, there will be a game of Dead or Alive, and Professor Stephen Hawking will be along in the next hour to tell us a joke. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Some things are just better with two. Like the ping pong. The hide and seek. Coming. Ready or not. A phone call.
Hello? Anyone?
And of course, going to the movies. Which is why only CompareTheMarket.com customers get 2-for-1 cinema tickets with Meerkat Movies. Because movies are better with two.
Qualifying purchase required. Tuesdays or Wednesdays, participating cinemas. Standard tickets only, cheapest ticket free. One membership for 12 months, conditions apply.
Back a bit. No, forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait, forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m, live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
My thing, Guatemalan Cortado. As coffees go, it's pretty lively. Must have smashed out 24 spreadsheets in half an hour. Boom. Which is, funny enough, what my laptop did when I spilt my Cortado all over it. Oh, no! So, I need a new one. 15-inch display, 1 terabyte hard drive, and no big price tag. Refurb it is.
Jake's thing. It's got to be a refurbished laptop from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay. Find your thing.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tory pledges missing from the Queen's speech. A day of rage, protest and heatwave swimming warning.
Talk Radio.
Much of the Conservative manifesto has been dropped from the Queen's speech. The government's plan for the next 2 years is focused on Brexit, with 8 of the 27 bills revealed today focusing on leaving the EU. There was no mention of reform for elderly social care or the scrapping of universal free school lunches. The editor of the Times Red Box, Matt Chorley, has told Talk Radio President Trump's proposed state visit was also missing.
Now it seems to be off the agenda, possibly altogether. I mean, particularly because there's a story that Donald Trump told Theresa May in a phone call a few weeks ago that he didn't want to come if there were going to be lots of protests. And I suspect also in the White House, there is this slight feeling that Theresa May isn't quite the new Iron Lady Donald Trump hoped for.
68 flats in a luxury apartment complex in Kensington will be given to victims of the Grenfell Tower fire. Homes in the block start at more than £1.5 million. Meanwhile, one of the volunteers who's been helping those affected has called on Day of Rage protesters to stay peaceful and avoid the Tottenham riots of 6 years ago.
Look what happened. The rest of the country followed. London went up in what the biggest riots we've ever seen. And you think we want that right now? We don't want that in here.
Hundreds of people are taking part in an anti-austerity march, which has been accused of hijacking the disaster for political purposes. The Duke of Edinburgh has been admitted to hospital for an infection. Buckingham Palace says he's in good spirits, but disappointed to have missed the Queen's speech. And after the deaths of two teenagers, young people are being urged not to go swimming in open water in attempts to cool off in the heatwave. A 16-year-old boy died in a reservoir in Rochdale on Monday, and a 15-year-old died after going to a lake in the Black Country last night. It's thought today could be the hottest June day for 40 years.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Andy Linton has been on.
And what's Andy got to say?
Andy says this. He has issue with Sophie's argument about shaving.
Oh, dear.
Which we're talking about this afternoon and why people shave. Andy Linton says this, Sophie. He says, interesting about women shaving because of an ad campaign in the 1930s, which is what we were suggesting. Not true. Roman women shaved. Many other ancient civilizations did also, which I think is right, is way before advertising campaigns. So I don't know. That's what he's saying.
Fair enough.
But you're saying that it just popularised, I guess, from that. But maybe that's where they got the idea. So Andy's possibly, I'm sure he's right, but maybe they got the advertising campaign, got the idea from that. I didn't know that Roman women shaved.
I didn't know that. No, I didn't. Although it makes sense because they had like the Roman baths and things, didn't they?
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean you haven't got to have a hairy fufu. I mean, you could literally just, you know, that's fine, isn't it?
You just said that on air.
Are we on the radio?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, damn it. Awkward. All right. But you know what? I'm just saying.
You okay, John?
You got the weather?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, do the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Very hot across the south this afternoon. Oh, God. A little fresher further north with the risk of some thunderstorms and highs of 34 degrees. Thank you for showing me your armpit earlier. Yeah.
Anyway, here's Ben with the pre-recorded...
That was what you did. Harry.
It's a T-shirt. Harry. I can't. Pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update. With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The Sky Bet Football League fixtures have been released today ahead of the TalkSport Network's debut season as exclusive national radio partners with the EFL. Sunderland begin life in the second tier at home on a Friday night against Derby County. The Rams boss Gary Rowett told TalkSport a trip to the North East wouldn't have been his choice.
The opening game on a Friday night, so it's a tough game, you know. Sunderland, we're not sure what to expect. You know, no manager yet. I'm sure there'll be a lot of change there before that game. But yeah, look, it's a exciting to even see, you know, the fixtures setting out.
We'll bring you 110 commentaries from the Football League this season. The whole fixture list for the Sky Bet Championship and Leagues 1 and 2 is on the website talksports.com. The British and Irish Lions will name the side to face the All Blacks in Saturday's first test at 8 o'clock this evening. Finally, the two big races from day 2 at Royal Ascot, the Duke of Cambridge Stakes and the Showpiece Prince of Wales Stakes are live today over on TalkSport. You can hear every race at Royal Ascot over on TalkSport. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Ben, there with the pre-recorded sport. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're going to do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're going to do the big debate now. So Her Majesty, her the Queen of her the Elizabeth of her the Second has done the speech. She's done the speech today. I mean, she's livid, as we mentioned earlier, obviously, because it's dragged her away from Royal Ascot. The clue is in the name there. It's Royal, of course, where she goes to drink gin and watch horses fall over and die. But what have we learnt? Well, short notice. That's what the Queen's speech was on. It was, fewer pomp. I mean, that's been the, that's kind of the news, really. Ordinarily, of course, the Queen's speech is a very pompous ceremony, but there was no pomp. It was pomp-free. But hang on a minute. What if, you know, why, we're the people, we are her subjects, right? And we weren't told that until it happened that we weren't going to get the pomp that ordinarily we crave. I like pomp. I don't know about you. I'm a fan of pomp. I don't want fewer pomp. I demand pomp. If there's a queen and a speech, I want a weighty speech, and I want pomp. Pomp up the volume of the Queen's speech is what I say. I want Tim Westwood to pimp the pomp. I want Tim Westwood, right, to pimp the Queen and pomp her up a bit, right? I want the Queen, I want him to pomp the Queen's ride, as it were. I want him to jack her up on tyres. I don't really know. I've never seen that programme about pimping or something. But anyway, what I'm saying is there should be more pomp. And stripes on her. Anyway, it's on the phone now. Someone's called Talk Radio because it's a Talk Radio listener. Good afternoon, Percy, who's called Talk Radio. Hello, Percy.
Yes, hello, John. Hello. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you very much indeed. Now, before we get on to the debate subject, just out of interest, were you happy that the Queen had less pomp, fewer pomp?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Right, well, listen, you've called in Talk Radio because I said the word weighty, didn't I, there? I said it.
You did. Oh, don't repeat it. Don't say it again.
What's your problem with weight?
I have got a few problems.
Have you got a weight problem?
I've not got a weight problem myself, but I do have a weight problem.
Yeah. So what's you phoned in because you think the concept of weight is outdated. You don't want weight anymore. You don't think we need it.
That's correct, John. Can I just show you, just for a second, how much of an annoying issue weight is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It is annoying, isn't it?
You know what I mean? Yes, it's horrible.
Yeah. So what do you propose? What do you propose we do? Because weight exists. I mean, it was discovered, obviously, by Isaac Newton, and so you know, and that was when he discovered weight by sitting under a tree and waiting for it. So I don't. Well, so what's your problem with it?
My problem with it, it's just too heavy weight. If weight was a little bit lighter, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let me bring in Mark. Good afternoon, Marcus. Marcus is on the other line. Hi, Marcus.
Good afternoon. Is that John?
Yes.
John, it's Marcus.
Hi, Marcus. Good afternoon. Could you...
Hi,
Marcus. Now, Percy there is he's against weight.
Is it?
Yeah, and you phoned him because you're pro it.
Pro it. I am absolutely it. Yes, John, that's me.
So you're saying more weight. You think there should be more weight.
More weight, absolutely. I am not ashamed to admit, John, that I have a weight problem, and that is I can't wait for dinner. And I love the weights. I am a man of the weight.
Yeah.
I'm definitely weighty.
Yeah.
I did, in my previous life, I was fewer weighty, but now I'm more weighty, and I love it. It's revolutionised my life.
Yeah.
I can't leave the room, of course, but other than that,
yeah,
it's made everything better.
You're Marcus. Percy as...
I'm Percy. I'm Marcus, John. I'm Marcus.
And
I'm Percy.
Are you Percy? Yeah.
I'm Percy.
Percy has said that he thinks weight should be banned. This isn't about fat people. This is the concept of weight in general, all right?
Yeah.
Now, what is your answer to this, Percy? It's already, well, as I say, ringing a talk radio station, moaning about a thing, but you have to bring a solution. Is your solution, which is what you told our researcher, that we should move to the moon?
No. Even though I told your researcher that's not my point, no. My point is to get rid of all the fat people off of this country because they're pushing, their collective weight is pushing the country into the water, the sea, it's sinking.
Right.
If they all just jumped up a bit, the country would spring up like a trampoline.
So
would
you like... Hang on, let me imagine that. Wait a minute.
Go on, just imagine this.
Hang on.
What a
crazy
scenario.
Hang on a minute. Shall I imagine it now?
You can imagine it whenever you like.
I'm going to imagine it now. Just hang on while I imagine... What am I imagining again?
Imagining all the fatty people on this godforsaken country just jumping up right now.
All right, let me imagine that. Wait a minute.
And imagine the boing.
Hang on, I need some quiet for the imagining.
Can I imagine that too, please?
Yeah, just let's all imagine it. Sorry, it's fat people jumping. What is it?
Fat people leaping into the air at the same time.
Just imagining it now.
All across the United Kingdom.
Need a bit of quiet for the imagining, won't it?
I must say, John.
Oh, no,
it's been a great
finished.
Show.
I haven't finished imagining it yet.
Great show this afternoon.
Thanks. Right, I finished imagining that now. Yeah, I see what you mean, though. I do see what you mean. You make a valid point.
But,
what would you? What's your suggestion, though?
Wait. I don't want to wait.
No, but wait. Not spelled differently. Would you put fat people? So, like, if you're saying that fat people sink the earth into the sea. Yeah. Would you be happy if we took fat people and put them on an island, like the Isle of Man or something that we don't need, right, and put them there and just let that, all the fat people, so over a certain weight, right?
If there's enough room for them there, the silly fat people, they're so fat, they're so heavy.
Yeah, but some don't, I mean, you know, seriously though, some people can't help it, so, you know.
Marcus, can I come in?
Yes, please, Marcus.
Yeah, it's Marcus here, by the way.
Hi, Marcus.
I've listened to your colleague guest, and I just want to put two words to him.
Yeah,
Alan Brazil.
That's exactly my point.
Would you send fat people to Brazil?
I would. I would send fat people and all sports fans to Brazil. I like Brazil. That's why I think... this is Marcus, by the way, speaking.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi, John. I think that Brazil is a nice place to wait. And I would wait in Brazil... I would wait in Brazil. That's all I'm saying. And I would also have people wait on me while I wait in Brazil... with my hefty weight. I am quite weighty.
It's an interesting point. Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden, by any chance? I don't know if you've heard about this. Speaking of Brazil.
Sweden. Meatballs, is it, Sweden?
They've got rid of weight there, and that has stopped childhood obesity. So at the end of the day, that's quite a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, I'm going to move there right this second.
Put a number on it for me, if you would.
I don't want to.
No, do. Percy, put a number on it.
I'm going to say 400.
400. All right, interesting. Marcus, put a number on it.
Seven.
You see, there you go.
I win. 400's bigger. He loses.
Well, that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Yeah, so... because seven is actually more weighty in the if you go into the arithmetics of it.
Yeah. The arithmetics.
You,
yeah.
And you kind of, if you think about a rhinoceros in the wild.
Let me think about that. Let me think about it. Hang on. Yeah, go on.
Let's all think about a hinoceros in the wild, won't we?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the arithmetic.
Of it. To think that.
Hang on.
Wait. We're going to need a bit of quiet to think about a hinoceros.
Bit of quiet.
Arithmetic.
Bit of quiet. Marcus saying quiet.
Right, I've thought about a hinoceros now, so...
And basically, the point is proved, and I think your guest Peter is talking out of his phone.
Percy.
With Percy?
It's Marcus here, John. Marcus.
Hello, Marcus.
Hi, John, it's Marcus.
And that's all we've got time for. In the debate, so... Thank you very much indeed. Marcus, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Marcus?
Marcus here.
Thank you. Percy?
Wait!
Good. There we have it. Well, what do you think? I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Do we need weight as a concept? I mean, it certainly exists, but why do we need it? Weight. I mean, why would we need that? We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got Lucky Heather and you're in. Why would we need weight? Do get in touch and let us know what you think. 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes and that is the big to weight.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangey-fied for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new multi-award-winning Toyota ProAce. What van like commercial vehicle of the year 2017? On contract hire at £199 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.1695 DIN HP. Available on contract hire at £199 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,194. Business users over 18 only. Excluding VAT of 20%. Conditions apply.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up, work to do. Shower, tick. Shave, tick. Dressed, next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn, Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
At Homebase, we're all about low prices so you can update your garden for less. Hanging baskets start from just £4.97 and bedding plants from only £1.97. Homebase, always low prices.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, we have one lane closed and very slow traffic due to debris on the road and an accident. It's on the M65 eastbound between Junction 3 and Junction 4. In Cheshire, we have two lanes closed, queuing traffic, long delays due to a multi-vehicle accident. That's on the M6 southbound between Junction 19 and Junction 18. In Leicestershire, we have one lane closed, queuing traffic due to an overturned car. It's on the M69 northbound between Junction 2 and the M1 for Junction 21. And in Cambridgeshire, slow traffic due to an earlier overturned vehicle. That's on the M11 northbound at Junction 13. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Birdies, everybody welcome, jerk chicken.
The first little child I cared for took my hands and asked to come home with me. Since then, I fostered more than 800 children. I do jerk chicken because it's tasty and easy. I use garlic, pepper and a little bit of honey. Eating together, you bond with each other. Love is wholesome and love is power.
Find Birdie's jerk chicken recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. A lot of reactions coming into the big debate, of course. Do we need weight as a concept? I mean, a lot of arguments on both sides there. Percy, very much against it. He called in Talk Radio, of course, 07 number. And Marcus also called as well with another point. And so, a lot of reactions.
Loads of reactions coming in, yes.
Yeah, what have we got? What have we got there?
Mike in Sheffield says, John, weight is a matter that is very close to my heart. Literally, yeah. I am very, very obese and my stomach is near to all of my internal organs, including my heart.
Right, thank you. Mm. Thanks for that. Yeah. Good, there's another text come in here that says, at Talk Radio, at Julia Hartley Brewer, just says evil woman. That's coming from Frankie. It's not for this show, but just thought it was worth reading that one out. Right, so welcome. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And now Professor Stephen Hawking is a professor.
Yes.
And a man. And he's very clever. But what he does is he takes time out to come in this studio.
He does.
He does, doesn't he? On a semi-regular basis when he's not busy, to tell us a joke. And, well, it's Stephen Hawking's, Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. And how it works is this. Now, right, you remember this, Sophie. You might not, because you're... How old are you?
I am 22.
You won't remember this at all.
Okay.
Right, but lollipops.
Yes.
Do you remember lollipops?
I remember lollipops.
Right, from like when ice cream vans.
Yes.
Right, were you alive when they used to have jokes written on the stick?
I think... No.
You weren't, were you?
No. They had things written on them, but they weren't jokes.
No, but in the old days...
I'm thinking penguins. Carry on.
Penguins didn't have anything written on them. That's a stupid thing. lollipops in the old days used to have the setup to a joke.
Oh, and then you... Yes.
On the stick of the lolly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the punchline to the joke was hidden...
In the lolly.
Under the lolly. Yes. And to get to that, you had to suck the lolly off.
Yes.
Right? Do you remember? Yes. So, but what a treat that was.
Fantastic.
But that's gone now. Those old days. Remember the 1970s were brilliant, weren't they? They had lollies on the stick. They had Radio 1 presenters that weren't in jail. You know, brilliant time. And so... But Michael McIntyre, can you do an impression of Michael McIntyre?
I can't do it. Right. Not as well as gone. I'm really
okay, great. Because normally what we do is that here. So I'm going to have to ask you to do an impression of Michael McIntyre, remembering lollipops.
Oh.
If you just tuned in, by the way, what's happening is Sophie, who's our work experience, Cornelius, who's normally here, is off. He's gone to Glastonbury. So Sophie's sitting in, fulfilling the role of disappointing sidekick. So.
I literally can't even remember how he sounds. I can do his wobbly head, but no one can see that.
Do that.
He does that thing.
He does do that.
He does.
He sort of goes. Michael McIntyre. He doesn't go. Does he? He sort of goes. He sort of goes. Do you remember? You remember the lollipops? He does that sort of thing, doesn't he?
That's a bit Boris-like.
Was it?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sort of goes. He walks around the stage, doesn't he? Up and down.
Just he does.
Up and down the stage.
He wobbles.
Just go. Do you remember the lollipops in the stick and the gym? Ladies and gentlemen, do you remember the lollipop and the stick and the joke? It's sort of that, isn't it? Kind of. Anyway, he does remember it.
But, he does.
And you don't, because you're too young. But honestly, there was a... What we have on this programme is the audible equivalent of that. We've brought it back. So what you get here is a setup to a joke on the programme. But if you want the punchline, you have to download the podcast.
Got to go and find it.
Yeah. It's on talkradio.co.uk or iTunes. And it's a kind of audible lolly stick is how I'm sort of referring to it. But the joke is sent in by a listener, right? So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Today, Darren. And, thanks, Darren. And,
where's Darren from?
He's from...
Hull.
Yeah. And Darren from Hull has sent in the joke, and Professor Stephen Hawking, friend of the show, reads it out for us.
Where's he from?
Cambridge.
Yep.
Possibly not originally, but anyway, he is now. That's how it works. It's Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal, punchline on the podcast, set up to the joke, here now. Play the overly long intro music.
What's long, hard, and full of semen?
Yeah! Thank you, Darren in Hull, for sending us that joke. Professor Stephen Hawking there, with the setup. But if you'd like the punchline... It's available on our podcast, the new one of which will be up by Friday. And you'll find it at talkradio.co.uk, or you can find it on iTunes, of course. I should also point out, because I'm contractually obliged to, that our big debate that we had at 3 o'clock is also available as a podcast. It's a podcast. It's a daily podcast. Why not subscribe? You don't even have to listen if you don't want to, but it's there. It exists. And back catalogue, I'm told, is available as well if you'd like to subscribe to that. Talkradio.co.uk or iTunes is where you will find it. But if you want the punchline to that joke, it's on the weekly podcast, also available. It's confusing, isn't it? Also available, of course, talkradio.co.uk or iTunes, the John Holmes 1 till 4 weekday afternoon talk radio podcast. In the next half an hour, this is what's on the way. It's a game of dead or alive. There are a list of things and other things, but are they dead or are they alive? And we've got Victoria's bonus news on the way, which today is mineral news. It's the nation's favourite. Her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. We have to make the time up, so she brings us bonus news. It's animal, vegetable or mineral on consecutive days. Today, mineral news. There we go. It's 3:30 now, and Victoria is here, and she does have the news headlines. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Brexit was top of the agenda for the Queen's speech as the Conservatives dumped many of their pre-election promises. There was no mention of some of the controversial policies like changes to social care funding, fox hunting or grammar schools. Something that didn't go unnoticed by Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn.
A threadbare legislative programme from a government that's lost its majority and apparently run out of ideas. This would be a thin legislative programme even if it was for 1 year. But for 2 years? 2 years?
The Conservatives should get the Queen's speech through Parliament, but still need long-term support from the Democratic Unionists. Britain's most senior police officer says forces need more money to be able to do their jobs properly. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick says resources are being stretched after recent terror attacks. Prince Philip said to be disappointed not to accompany the Queen as she delivered her speech at the state opening of Parliament. The Duke of Edinburgh was taken to hospital last night suffering from an infection. Some of the Grenfell Tower fire survivors will be rehomed in million-pound apartments in Kensington. 68 new social homes have been set aside, with the developers bringing in extra staff to complete the flats more quickly. People heading to Glastonbury are being asked to be patient in the queues. There's heightened security checks to get into the festival, which opened its gates this morning. And today is officially the hottest June day in more than four decades. It's reached 33.9 Celsius at Heathrow.
At Heathrow?
That's right. In West London.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Okay, fine. Anyway, the weather, heavy bursts of showery rain moving into western areas. The southeast will stay dry and very warm tonight, so lows of between 12 and 21 degrees. Tomorrow, there'll be some heavy showers over England and Wales, which will ease in the afternoon, feeling a little cooler, but still warm with highs of 24. There's more in half an hour.
That was quite comprehensive weather, that, wasn't it?
Oh, did you like it?
I sort of did, yeah.
Oh, normally, you're always critiquing it.
Well, normally, it's not a forecast. Normally, what you do is tell us just what it is now.
No.
And that's not looking forward like a forecast.
That's a lie. What I do between the hours of 1 and 3 is the forecast for the afternoon.
Hmm.
Then, at 3:30, I update it for tonight going into tomorrow.
Oh.
I have a question.
No.
Put your hand up, Sophie, if you've got a question.
I'm not taking questions.
Sophie, you got a hand up.
Thank you. Why do they always say what temperature it is at the airport? Because no one's, like, hanging out there. So
yes, but this is where there was a thermometer and where the temperature was broken. So the record was made there. It's also been very warm, but not quite as hot in Surrey. But that wasn't the record breaker.
Oh, OK.
So that's why I said Heathrow.
Because Heathrow, you're right, in the airports obviously do have weather equipment.
Thermometers.
Thank you. But there's nobody, you all right, hanging out.
No. No
sunbathing one. on the
not allowed. Not allowed.
Air side, is there?
No.
So that's it is a point, because no one would ever go, oh my God, I'm going to go to the hottest place. It's going to be brilliant. I'm going to sunbathe. Heathrow can't.
Yeah.
So yes, I think, yes, she's got a point. We probably need to know the weather at...
No, but that was just factually stating where it has been the hottest place in the UK.
In the park.
There are many parks. There's more than one.
I want to know where the hottest place to hang out is. Like hanging out.
That's the Met Office, not me.
It's a naturist reserve.
John.
Okay.
There's something on your mind today and I don't like it.
No, there really isn't.
No.
Anyway, what are we doing now?
Mineral news.
That's right. Oh. Is there more in half an hour?
I've already said that.
There's more now.
Yeah, there is.
Victoria brings us bonus news. Today, mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Okay, so two medals which were stolen from Britain's double Paralympic champion, Kadina Cox, have been handed in to police.
This was the update.
No way. Yes, so they were taken from her car, maybe not the best place to store them. But anyway, they've been returned.
Medals die in hot cars.
They're not alive. So
no, that's because they've been left in a hot car, is what I'm saying.
No, but even before they were left in a hot car. Thanks for the interruption. Mm-hmm. So, Kadina, in case you don't know, she's a multidiscipline athlete and she was successful in the athletics and the cycling at Rio in 2016. And she appealed for help on Twitter to get the medals returned because she was gutted.
And on here. I mean, you brought this to the nation's attention.
I flagged it up in Mineral News, yes. Yeah.
Mineral News.
That is right. And Cox has tweeted her thanks this morning and she used the hashtag #HappyCad because her name's Kadina Cad. Must be a nickname. So there you go. She's happy. She's had him back.
Sorry, so where did they come back from?
We don't know, but they were returned to a police station.
They were anonymously given back.
So did the thief bring them back?
We don't know. Maybe the thief enlisted the services of one of their friends to return it. Or maybe they returned it directly. Maybe it was their mum who found it in their bedroom and took it back to the police station. Who knows? Wow. You can only speculate.
If you steal an Olympic medal, you can't just be like, hey, look at my medal.
No.
Because what you can do with it? Everyone knows you stole it.
You'd have to melt the medal down by just, in this weather, leaving it outside.
Yeah. Because even roads are melting in some places.
I know. Mm. So you'd have to... But if you did steal a medal, because someone broke into a car to steal the medal, but you're right, the only way to get rid of that medal is to melt it down. So once you've got it, you think, oh, I can't do much with this, apart from melt it down, but I could give it back, so that maybe that's what happened. I'm pleased for her, that's good.
Yeah,
for
me too. Yeah. She's happy.
I don't know why they don't sort of supply replacement medals in the event of medal theft.
Well, maybe they're hoping no one has any stolen or hope... people don't lose them so they don't have backup medals.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Shall I go on to the next one?
Yes, please.
Okay, so researchers have developed a new tattoo ink which helps diabetes sufferers keep track of their condition.
What?
Are you wondering how this is mineral?
Yes, I am.
Well, the ink keeps a track of sodium levels. Oh. Sodium is a mineral, i.e. salt. So under a UV light, they glow in different colours and they shift to an intense green when high salt levels are detected.
So what? So how does... What,
how's that help, Dave?
Hang on. Music's run out.
I know. Play it again.
Okay, hang on.
So, for diabetics, the glucose-sensing ink provides a way to track their blood sugar levels without having to prick the skin or take a sample, because often they do to work out... You know.
So the tattoo detects the...
So it keeps track of sodium levels.
Yeah.
And you have a UV light, and then it changes colour depending on how much sodium you've got in your blood.
I thought it was about sugar.
Because diabetes is sugar, isn't it?
Yes, but the internet tells me this keeps track of salt levels, which has something to do with diabetes and sugar as well. I don't do a lot of research, and this is why I don't want you asking me questions.
I want to believe it, but I'm actually not sure it's true. I think it's a myth.
No, but I think it's got something to do with both sodium and sugar levels.
Right. But a tattoo changes colour.
Yes.
Under UV light.
No, but it's only under UV light.
Yeah,
it glows in a different colour.
Remember those old T-shirts you used to get that were global hypercolour or something?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
They were T-shirts you wore that changed colour according to your body temperature.
Yeah.
Do you not remember those?
No, but I remember mood rings.
What's a mood ring?
Mood rings were great.
What's a mood ring?
So it's a similar concept. So you've got a little ring, cheap, because you're about 9 years old when you have them. And then the gemstone, in inverted commas, changes colour. But it's more of a heat thing rather than a mood thing, but each colour represented a different
mood.
So if
you're angry, it
goes red, I think.
You get hotter.
Yeah.
And green was envy.
Oh, there you go.
How's he going to know that?
It's obviously all on body temperature, but at 9 years old, you believe.
Yeah.
You believe.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I still believe.
Okay. Have you got a mood ring?
Not on me.
But you've still got it.
Maybe.
I bet you're having a draw. Okay, good. Mineral news. More
mineral news.
Yeah, mineral news.
Mineral news.
I'm just looking at a line which I didn't read out.
News.
To do the last story. Yes. I don't know if I should bother or not.
Go on.
Yeah. But apparently it's the rebalancing of blood sugar to do. Anyway, moving on. I don't want you to ask me any more questions.
Mineral news.
Thanks, Chloe. There's a new Instagram trend which sees people rubbing a crystal over their face in an attempt to beat wrinkles.
What?
God. Yeah. So women are rubbing rose quartz over their face to enhance their looks. I mean, apparently, the stone gives them a more contoured look and it smooths fine lines. And
well, all makes those as scratches.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a rough-edged crystal.
Oh, hang on. Music's run out.
Play it again.
Mineral news.
This is really dragging on. Anyway, apparently celebrities like Miranda Kerr and Victoria Beckham swear by the crystals, but a real-life doctor, surprise, surprise, is not convinced by the technique. The end.
I'm going to go...
Well, hang on, that's just dragging... That's just dragging a thing, isn't it?
Yeah. But apparently it's got healing properties.
You can't heal wrinkles. It's not a wound.
Anyway, that was mineral news. Thank you, Victoria.
Mineral news.
Thanks very much.
News. Stop being so inquisitive.
You can rub salt into wounds. Apparently that's good for you. Or is that bad for you?
That's bad for you. Anyway. Don't rub salt into the wound is the famous saying.
Oh, yeah.
They will be continuing this discussion throughout the break, which is going to be coming next. Traffic and travel on the way. We'll play Dead or Alive next on your actual radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
So listen, sour flavours are big right now. So Oasis Drinks is launching new Sour Oasis in apple cherry sour and kiwi apple sour flavour. And grime is big right now, so Oasis is jumping on that too.
Yeah, Max, check this jingle. Rap, 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 drink 'em up, up, up. Rap, 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 drink 'em up, up, up. Introducing new Sour Oasis. Buy 'em now, get 'em in your faces. If it's not stocked in your local places, oh well, just buy a normal Oasis. Rap, 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 drink 'em up, up, up. Rap, 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 drink 'em up. Yeah.
Work doesn't end because you're not there. It's always 9 a.m. somewhere. There's always a call to take. And business doesn't sleep, even when you do. E-Receptionist lets you step outside the office and balance work with life. With E-Receptionist, calls can be directed to a landline or your mobile. So wherever you are, you're local. And with our unique app, you can dial out from your landline number with your mobile. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Cancel within 30 days to avoid charges.
It's out with the old and in with the new when you trade in your old car with Renault. We're offering £2,500 scrappage allowance towards the purchase of a brand new Renault Kadjar or Renault Captur from limited stock, along with 3 years 0% APR representative finance. Amazing crossover designs packed with the latest technology. Book your test drive today. Order and register by the 10th of July. Retail customers and participating dealers only. Offer not available in conjunction with other finance deposit contributions. Minimum deposit required. Renault Finance over 18. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m. live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
When you hear a PPI commercial like this, you think, I wonder if I ever did have PPI. And maybe I should claim with the deadline being announced. And then you think, oh, but I'm not sure where my paperwork is. So you end up doing nothing. Well, here's the easiest thing in the world to do. Just text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. And then you can decide to pursue the claim yourself or get the claims guys to do it for you. Text PLEASE to 60777 now.
The claims guys.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her. I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, we have one lane closed and very slow traffic due to debris on the road and an accident. A truck involved on the M65 eastbound between Junction 3 and Junction 4. In Cheshire, we have queuing traffic due to an earlier accident. Multiple vehicles involved. That's on the M6 southbound. That's between Junction 19 and Junction 18 with congestion back to Junction 20. And in Bedfordshire, we have very slow traffic and long delays due to an earlier accident. It's on the M1 southbound. That's at Junction 11 with congestion back to Junction 12. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork.
When I was little, dad loved doing a barbecue. The minute the sun came out, he was straight outside. He always made his favourite pesto pork, while I ran around the garden causing havoc. So today, when dad comes to visit, I'm treating him to pesto pork with char-grilled fennel and crispy crackling on the side. Difference is, now it's my kids who run around causing havoc.
Find Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
Okay, here's the plan so far for the Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes, Sunday night.
We have the man behind the movie The Day After Tomorrow and the book Communion. Alien abductee, prolific writer, Whitley Strieber will be here. Plus, we have a paranormal detective and one of the world's leading space scientists for you.
The Unexplained. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. It's just coming up to a time. Sam Delaney with you from a time in a bit with Drive Time here on Talk Radio. Ahead of that, though, we've just obviously been discussing the news quite a lot today. The Queen's speech, as we know, she did her speech. There was not enough, and I'm quoting, pomp. There was fewer pomp than there has been before. I'm quite disappointed with that, as I'm a big fan of pomp. And I think one should pimp pomp in order to make it. I'd like Tim Westwood to pimp the Queen. If it was up to me, he could jack her up. You're young, Sophie.
Yes,
do
I am.
Do you watch Pimp My Queen or whatever?
Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
UK.
What?
Sorry.
All right. Pimp My Ride. UK. So what's... What do they do on that?
So you get a car and you pimp the car out.
What do you mean?
So if you wanted some wacky speakers in the back or you wanted to get rid of the back seats and make a bar, anything you want, really.
Right. Tim Westwood does that for people, doesn't he?
He used to.
Right.
It's no really...
So if I wanted the Queen, can I remove part of the Queen and put a bar in?
Yeah. You might have to keep the pastel colours on her, but...
But I could see that, you know, do they jack them up? Do they raise them up, the cars?
If you wanted some monster truck wheels on it, yeah, why not?
I'd put monster truck wheels on Her Majesty.
Yeah.
And what's more, I would put those glowing lights under her undercarriage.
Yes.
So wherever the Queen walked,
yeah.
From beneath her
yes.
royal garments...
Mm-hmm.
I'm miming it now, aren't I? Yeah. That's weird. But from beneath her royal garment, there would be a light...
A pastel light.
Shining on the floor
mm-hmm.
Beneath the Queen. I think that would be beautiful.
Turn up the bass a little bit.
It's all about the bass.
Yeah. No treble.
Yeah, apparently. That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I'm saying is the news is quite complicated.
It's really complicated. I just can't get my head around
it. No, I know, Sophie. And it's all right, though. We're here to help. Because what we do is we take the news on this programme and we run it through the gauntlet of short-form Oriental verse. What we do is we take the news, we give it five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables in order to explain it. Ordinarily, it's done by Cornelius, who's not here.
Mm.
But it's okay because Chloe's here. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe works through the glass, pushing buttons and stuff. And so today we present to you the news, not in haikus, but the news in Chloe's clue.
Number 90 beats
Andy Murray, guess he's back to being Scottish.
Yep, because, you know, he's lost. So he's Scottish again. That's how it works, isn't it? Anyway, good afternoon. It is now time to test your knowledge of who is dead and who is alive in a game of dead or alive. Yeah, that's right. It's a game of dead or alive. There's a list of things and that. But are they dead or are they alive? On the line to play is listener Connor. Hello, Connor.
Hello.
Hi. Hi there. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah, we're all right, thanks. Yeah, a bit of a weird Wednesday. It feels a bit like a Friday, and I don't know why, Connor. It's a bit odd, isn't it?
I think it's the heat.
It is the heat. You're not wrong.
Sleeping. It's all just blending into one.
Yeah. It's odd, isn't it? I think it's affected us in weird ways. It's like, you're right, people aren't sleeping, people are sweating, people are sort of demob happy, aren't they, with the fact that it's sort of pleasant weather. So everyone's got a holiday vibe, even though they're at work, Connor.
I'm not feeling a holiday vibe at this point. At this point, it's just, I've gone full British. It's too hot, it's too warm, I've had enough now. Yeah, I've had my 5 minutes.
Miserable.
Just, when's it going to rain?
Miserable man. What do you do, Connor? What do you do, Connor, and where are you?
I'm in Guildford, in lovely, lovely Surrey, very, very warm here, and I'm on the job hunt. I'm unemployed.
Oh, you're unemployed. Well, that's why you don't feel the holiday vibe then, isn't it? Because...
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's what it is.
That's what it is. What sort of... Let's help you out with that. What sort of job are you going... What are you after? What are you after? What's your line, Connor?
Well, I've just graduated with a maths degree, and basically, whoever will have me...
Yeah.
Cheers. Yeah, I can add up really, really well.
Do you want to come in and be a disappointing sidekick on the radio? Because, you know, there's a...
Yeah, I can do it. If you've got numbers gags you need doing, yeah, I can do that.
Let's do it. I mean, no, Sophie, you've been great.
Thanks.
But, you know...
I'm not very good with numbers, though.
No, it's only one day. Anyway, look, Connor, you're good with numbers, obviously, but I don't know how you are with the state of things and people. But let's find out in that game of dead or alive. What I've got is a list of things. You just have to tell me whether they're dead or alive. That's all it is. Sophie here will be keeping score.
Will be.
Here we go. Okay, dead or alive, Connor. Here we go. My old boss, dead or alive?
Alive.
No, dead. Former head of BBC Radio Comedy, John Pidgeon. I went to his memorial last night, which was touching. And excellent. He gave me my first job in radio, also there last night with Al Murray, Chris Addison, Dave Gorman, Danny Wallace, lots of people. It was really good to see them. He died. So you don't get a point. Right, question two is, the man who washes my car at the immigrant car wash in Canterbury.
He's got a solid job. He's going to be alive.
He's alive. He's alive. Himself. Yeah, he's more employed than you, isn't he? So that's
yes, very fine.
That's good news. Joe Swinson's chances of becoming the next leader of the Liberal Democrats, dead or alive?
Dead. She doesn't want it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Yeah, the chances of any of us having heard of Joe Swinson before this?
Dead.
Dead. We hadn't heard of her at all. We had no idea who she is. Absolutely. Right, a normal disappointing sidekick is paid intern Cornelius, but he's gone to Glastonbury. So, paid intern Cornelius' spine after carrying 5 stones in weights worth of Carling lager into Glastonbury in his rucksack. That's 40 cans, and he's got a bottle of Sambuca in there as well. His spine, dead or alive?
Alive.
He is alive. He's carrying it in there. And we spoke to him earlier. We'll speak to him tomorrow. He's got that on his back, and he's not died. I mean, that's quite remarkable, isn't it? Right, dead or alive? The hills
are alive.
Ah, now you'd think, wouldn't you, with the sound of music,
I was going along those lines.
I know, yeah. But that's unfortunately the wrong answer, because the Hills, in this case, are a family who used to live near my parents, the Hills. Three generations of them sadly and tragically wiped out in a basket-weaving accident in 2000.
I've been suckered in with that one. That's not fair. That's low.
It is low. The Hills, they're dead. Cockles and muscle. Cockles and muscles.
Alive?
No, also dead. Two chinchillas owned by my sister when I was growing up. And dead. My auntie Sylvie, dead or alive?
Alive.
Yes! Yes, it's a regular update. She is still alive. She's 96. Lost all of her mental faculties. She's in a home in Warwickshire, quite near Nuneaton. Doesn't recognise me or anyone who goes to see her, but she is still alive. Drinks from a sippy cup. Bless her. And I will keep you posted on a week-by-week basis. Dead or alive? Five.
Alive.
Yes, the fruit drink. Very good. Next question. Five. Dead or alive? Five.
Alive. I'm going to stick with it.
Yes, they are. Richie, alive. Richie from Five. Remember the band Five?
I do. I love them.
Richie's alive. He's now a wine sommelier. Did you know that? He does wine. Sean, now still pursuing a solo career. I looked them up on Wikipedia.
Ab.
Scott appeared on Celebrity Scissorhands in 2008. Abs.
He was my favourite.
Now a farmer.
Still my favourite.
Yeah. I don't know whether he's got abs anymore, but he's a farmer. Jason J. no longer wants to be in the public eye. That's what it says on his Wikipedia. But that's the band Five, and they are alive. Final question. It's a music question. Dead or alive and kicking, according to Simple Minds.
Alive.
Let's find out. Of course it is. And now we go over to Sophie with the score. Sophie, dead or alive? That's Connor. He's unemployed of Surrey. What has he got?
Well, he did do very well.
Yeah.
And he got some points.
How many points?
Eight.
8 points! Come on, Connor. Congratulations, Connor. Well done. You got 8 points.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant
Thank
news.
Very much.
Good. Good luck with the job hunting, Connor.
Who needs a job when you can get 8 points?
There you go. A game of Dead or Alive on the radio. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Ho. Sam Delaney is on from four. He's with us now. Hi, Sam.
Hi
there.
Queen's speech has been going on.
It has. Have you enjoyed her hat?
I heard about it. I haven't seen it.
It's a blue hat with yellow flowers, and everyone is saying that it's a Europe
hat. It's an EU hat. She's gone into bat. Everyone always thinks that the Queen is constantly communicating in codes, don't they?
With her handbag touching. She does handbag code.
Every time she makes people, because she doesn't talk, there's like a whole industry in Queen code decoding, like the Enigma code or something like that.
I love it.
But I just think that she's probably, because she must be switched on to this, she's doing all sorts just to get people talking and thinking.
Have you met Sophie, by the way?
Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Sophie, Sam. So the disappointing sidekick role today fulfilled by Sophie. Cornelius has gone to Glastonbury.
Much better than Cornelius,
isn't she, though?
Literally, let's hope he doesn't come back. I'm not saying we're hoping that something awful happens to him, but in a way, that would smooth the path.
It would.
Wouldn't it?
Because then we've got a reason.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not just going to be you having to tell him that you're disappointed and you found a superior replacement, which is what's going to probably happen if he makes it back alive from Glastonbury. And I'm sure everyone here would say we hope he does survive.
Yes.
With his life intact, if not his job.
Yeah.
I've just met the Jacksons.
I know, I saw them outside.
It was amazing.
That is amazing. So how many Jacksons? Because it was the Jackson 5, but not anymore.
One of them died. I don't know if you heard about that.
I'm not sure.
One of them. I can't remember his name, but he sadly passed away.
Right.
And now the fifth Jackson is effectively me, Sam Delaney, which is great. And I think we're going to bring a lot of joy to a lot of people's hearts all around the world. Good. So they were great. But you know how you and I often discuss how absurd this place can be?
In this building?
Yeah. You know, remember Mr. Bennett out of the... Remember Tony Hart?
Take Hart.
Yeah.
Yes,
and remember
course,
there was a calamitous buffoon-like caretaker?
I do, Mr. Bennett, yes.
So it was a bit like that, whereby I'm interviewing the Jacksons, arguably, like, the world's biggest showbiz stars. And in the middle of the interview, it's going quite well, they're enjoying themselves, they've relaxed into it.
Yeah.
A buffoon-like imbecile who works here.
You've got to narrow that down.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to completely hang anyone out. He sort of, like, stumbled in to the studio where the Jacksons are talking. And while Tito Jackson was telling me about his new album, this Mr. Bennett character grabbed his microphone and sort of pushed Tito away from it, went, no, sounds awful, hang on a minute, carry on, and started adjusting things, the microphone and stuff. And I'm there looking at this bloke, and I was dumbstruck. And in the end, I said, mate, we're recording. We're recording an interview with the Jacksons. And he went, well, I know, but it sounds absolutely rubbish. And then the Jacksons were astonished. The Jacksons must have seen a lot in their time.
They've
all
been around
the
a long
world.
Time.
They've been in show business. They've been in many radio
they've
stations.
They've had to deal with a lot.
All the mad things they've seen in their lives.
Michael with the chimp.
With the they've seen their brother open a personal theme park and adopt a chimpanzee. They are not people who are easily shocked. They had been in talk radio for half an hour. They were stunned. They
please,
were absolutely stunned.
You've left all of this in the pre-recorded interview.
I think we will leave it in. We've got to leave it in. Because you wouldn't believe it. I mean, the Jacksons are looking at me and shrugging with their eyes, their mouths wide open. This bloke, he was like Bernard Breslau from the Carry On movie.
Name him.
Just like... No, I'm not going to name him.
Oh.
Because this might get escalated, mightn't it?
Go on, dude.
But it's astonishing. I don't know the bloke's name. I just call him Mr. Bennett.
Keep listening for, if nothing else, jaw-dropped Jacksons after 4 o'clock, which it now is. With Sam Delaney on Drive, we'll be back tomorrow 1 to 4. I'm sitting in on breakfast on Virgin Radio tomorrow in the morning, if you'd like to join me there from about 6. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Chloe, press a button.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.